Blog Talk Radio.
That's it. 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 That's
put it all on us.
Your mama say, yeah. She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you
what?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
That's right.
And
then go to jail.
That's right. And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine.
Welcome to the Helios, Billy Papa, hanging out this morning with you. This is your host, Dry Bones. We're going to have a special Mother's Day special today. Oh, my goodness. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother, who's alive and well and kicking it hard in the below. We love you, Mama, and hope all you mothers out there, sisters, y'all out there, happy Mother's Day to everyone who has had a child, who has helped a child, and who has been a friend to a child. Happy Mother's Day to all you. We going to get busy this morning because, man, oh, man. I love this Mother's Day thing because, you know, it gives a chance to give everybody this morning. I'm going to give everybody a chance to just share something with the people out there, you know, and get it going. Because at the top, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to bring it in. At the bottom of the hour, we got a special guest. We got the mother of Motown. Y'all can say the grandmother of Motown. That's how far back this one goes. And man, we're gonna get deep with that and hear from her, her wisdom on what's in this world going on, especially in the music world and everything else around it. Also, we gonna have some unbelievable information sent to me by many of you out there in the 10 regions. Unbelievable things happening to everybody's region. We're gonna get into that, and you know we gotta get even deeper this morning on Mother's Day, because Mother's Day ain't what you thinking. I keep telling people that, and the more I dig deep into it, the more I find some serious, serious, serious things. And why would the women of this era, I'm going to give homage to the one, her name is Ann Reeves Jarvis. Ann Reeves Jarvis. Now, it goes way back. I'm going to take you way back for a minute and then bring you back to the current and to the past, present, future type of paradigm. Mother's Day, as you know, go way back, and I can't keep getting away from these names. Always these names keep popping up, no matter where you look. So the celebration of motherhood goes back deeper than you can imagine. Such celebrations sometimes involve the worship of the mother deity. That's why today's program is called Mother's Day Special, the Worship of the Goddess. And this goes way back. And always the goddess of who? Well, we say Isis. Didn't we mention Isis? We've been mentioning Isis all this month based on the processions that they had for the pharaohs over in Cairo, Egypt. And we told you this program was about symbology, esoteric information that we can put together in historical data to show that which is coming from the past, present, and future all at the same time. And here we go again. It says, the mother deity. Those of you going to church or plan to go to church, the mother deity of that particular church is Mother Mary. Shabia, Shilabi, Rhea, all these names. I keep coming back to the goddess worship of Isis, the Holy Mother Trinity of Horus, the Holy Birth of Jesus. But they call that the Holy Ghost. Instead of being husband, wife, and child, they called it the Holy Ghost. But those in the know, the Holy Ghost means the same as we just said, the Trinity. And so what's going on today is still the worship, even today, but stop here where it gets deep. Worship fertility. It means the act of upbringing, coming forth, coming out of. The whole concept of the egg, y'all have been hearing the top secret, all these books on the egg been out for a long time. Of course, it claimed the earth looks like an egg, but then we don't see it as that because it's been made round. Come to find out that all this worship is going into the fertility gods and to the goddess of sex and all its workings. That's why you see so much sexual connotations in all films, all soap operas. Everything has to have that Trinity in it. And again, But this particular holiday is lucrative. When I say lucrative, I mean money making. Everybody in the stores getting flowers. The flower company loves them. But is that the actual motivation for this? It's also days called the Mother Church. They're having this celebration in the United Kingdom. They call it the Mother Church. But later they broadened it to honor human mothers. See, the church is a mother. You go into the church, it's like going into the holy womb of a woman. And at the top of the church is your steeple, which is your phallic symbols, which could come out as you being resurrected as you leave the doors, the archways. But as you can see, Anne Reeve Jarvis, her motivation was on the children, which is part of the motherhood syndrome. Children first. Now, we told you a long time ago, we're going to play some stuff with that, the levels of the children being missing, being taken, is up to 8 million a year is gone. These are factual statistics. 8 million a year. And sometimes these children are considered part of this so-called, what we're about to get into today, the Mother's Day syndrome of the mother giving up her child. But let's go where this woman was headed. Her mind was headed. The goal was to foster reconciliation between former Union and Confederate soldiers. She was tired of seeing the bloodshed. So her motivation to create the Mother's Day was a suffrage movement, because this woman was part of the suffrage movement for all women here in America, along with the black women as well, because when you dig deep, you'll find out some of the most prolific blacks. I'm going to show this in women in this era. Just like it's a privilege to have one on this program. Hope all you listening, especially my older generation, y'all about to get a treat to hear some of the great stories that after watching so many things about our history and experience so many people, you said, man, I mean, it's just glorious to see that we are able to still harness these energies of these people, and what we got today is powerful, powerful, powerful. Sister going to kick it on the dry bones for the very first time. Give her due, and we're going to kick it to you. Special guest, y'all, Motown's greatest, grandmother and mother. It could be said both. But we're going to get into this mother thing right quickly, because I don't want to lose this. The Mother Day events was that of saving the children. That was the Mother's Day event. They was tired of seeing the blood. Now, the reason why I'm saying this today, because we are the pivotal part of our history. Many people think we're going into a civil war type mentality. Many people believe that there's so many different factions that the Union, America, the red, the blue states will be at war. At this time, it seems to be highly, highly probable. Especially after reading what this woman. Now, this woman, like I said, was in the suffrage movement. She was in all kinds of the movements back in the day. Wouldn't be surprised she sat with the Daughters of the Confederate, the Union Liberty, the Daughters of Cincinnati, all these fraternal orders of that time is still in existence in this time. And you go on to say that Mother's Day, when she did make that particular reconciliation happened, and we're bringing up to speed now. See, that reconciliation is the handshake of the Union and Confederate soldiers. It's a picture. Go look it up, where they are in the stance and the grip, and underneath them is the black family, the Trinity, the Holy Trinity. If you look at that picture, there's a black man, a black woman, and a child crawled down in fear as these two soldier units gave themselves the grip of reconciliation. So she was able to pull that off. Go look it up. It's all on Facebook, Google. You can just put in Confederate Union grip, and you'll see the picture of us hubbled over. Now, what does that mean? It signified that she was able to put together what she considered a bloodshed, but they did get back together. And to this day, that Civil War reconciliation is now becoming threaded into a new dynamics of, it's called social engineering versus democracy. Which one is it going to be? They're engineering women today and children. And this is why she was against the profiteering. Now, in this presentation, that before we get deeper into it, I'm going to get y'all in here so y'all give shout out to your moms and everything else. But during this Mother's Friendship Day, that's what it was organized. Mother's Friendship Day, which was a goal, I said, to foster the relationship between the union and soldiers. But by the 1920s onward, Jarvis fought hard to prevent businesses from profiting by means of Mother Day cards. So what you just did today and what you've been doing, all of us been doing, is actually breaking a code that was told not to do, because basically it said that was what the function was for. And that's where, when I said this union thing, reconciliation, that's where our people, black folks in America, was able to start becoming on the census because of that Civil War grip, so to speak, was able to have our flourishment in this country at that time. But then came the robber barons, the 20s, the big boy time, Chicago Rolling, El Capone. We got all black gangsters, white gangsters, Hispanic gangsters, all Asian gangsters, all here in America. The gangster life was real, and it's still what we all aspire to be today. Ain't that amazing? Gangsters, while we shooting all over the place. Why the mama should be thinking about, are we at a civil war now? Because so many kids are being killed, just like the days of the Civil War. Let me go on further what she said. She said, I don't want no damn card, candy, flowers, or other gifts. Although she had fought to be reorganized and recognized as the one and only mother of Mother's Day, she later lobbied to have the holiday removed from the calendar on the national holiday, and spent piles of her own money in lawsuits against profiteers she saw as using Mother's Day name in vain. Now, let's talk to you mothers out there. You're scared in some cities to put your kids out in the street. Bullets is firing everywhere. You're at war in your own neighborhoods right now. You're in a civil war right now. Black minds are either red or blue, Democrat or Republican, liberal or what? Conservative. It's a mind game. Now, I'm going to blow this show right up in here because, see, I told you, they told you that they was coming for your kids. And as mothers, listening, when they tell you they coming for your kids, you think they playing? They ain't playing. And here, this woman knew that you must bound and be together, which she was against the war. When you go to read on more about her, you find out she was part of not just the black suburbs, but she's with all the big time black folks at that time. At that time, we had some big boys. In 1920s, we rolled. Scientists. We got the biggest black millionaires all through this country. Millionaires. About every state had millionaires. I don't know how this could not be not told, but on Mother's Day, some of the richest outfits in America were worn by the black woman. She exonerated Mother's Day, and she was the one that they actually got the idea from. Because people don't realize there was many blacks in the Civil War fighting. It's not, you watching too many movies. See, that's why these books are going to be obsolete soon. And if you don't take the books you got now and get them copied or get them on file, you will lose. Your children and my children would never, whatever you want to call, never, they'll be in a forgot everything. Now, this is why we call this program the Goddesses, the Worship of the Holy Mother. And see, when you mothers hear that they decreed your fetuses, your children, they said, we're going to eat them. And you thought they was playing. I got to play this for all you mothers listening. Every one of you, old, young, and that which is to come. This is what the Holy Mother.
We're going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left.
I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's the big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Okay, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead. Okay. No, we'll go ahead. No. Thank you. So I think So one of the things that's very important to us is that we need to treat the climate crisis with the urgency that it does present. Luckily, we have more than a few months. We do need to hit net zero in several years. But I think we all need to understand that there are a lot of solutions that we have and that we can pursue, and that if we act in a positive way, there's space for hope. We are never beyond hope. Okay.
Now, that was a meeting, again, by women, conference on climate control. And that lady is still running around in Europe with a huge group of people who want to now lock down all of Europe. All of India will be locked down. And this is what they call Mother's Day. Bringing all on the mic. Open up 3364-6661. Welcome to the Hills. Give a shout out to your mom if you want to, dead or alive, however the case may be, it's in your heart.
Yes, sir. I want to first give thanks to all the mothers, particularly my mother, Harriet Juanita Jones Hadley. She taught me how to shut the fuck up and listen. And be fast to listen and slow to talk, man. That's the main thing I got from her, man. So I leave it right there for right now, man. I like
that right there. That's a good one. I've heard that myself many times. Let me go to what I got here. 33. I got 661-7969. There you go. Jump in.
Oh man! First and foremost, giving all honor to my Ori. Second and beyond, giving all praises and thanks to my ancestors, my maternal bloodline, Miriam Gertrude Baker Johnson. And this is straight out of the Carib bloodline. Miriam Gertrude Baker Johnson, Wilhelmina Johnson, my Farquharson bloodline, Samuel's bloodline, straight out of the island, Jamaica, Grenadines. Giving all honor to my mom that's living, Carolyn Farquharson, and those that came before us that were able to continue the bloodline and all bloodlines across these lands that were able to carry on the bloodline, giving praise to all the bloodlines that's on this line and beyond, giving praise to all y'all because we're all connected in some form of fashion, whether we know it or not. We're just giving honor and praises to them, and that we're here standing today because if it wasn't for that holy womb, none of us would be here. All the widow's sons, all across the region. Happy Maya Day and blessings.
Yes, we that was beautiful there. Again, I got 7696. Go ahead, give a shout out, and then we're gonna start with the program because we got to ask the question. This was about something totally different. But go ahead, give a shout out. 7696. Got your hand up. Okay. All right, we're going to keep this moving. Those of you on the line, if you want to hit the number one button, please do so. If you want something to say, I will be bringing on a serious, what I consider a legend in this world. We have lost so many great people, Aretha Franklin, and we don't have a litany of celebrities who have gone and passed, but the longevity of the music industry is unbelievable. And all this, where we're getting into today with the music and everything, with the flowers, we saying that we did the whole process of this Mother's Day by them using this as what she considered profiteering. Today we have to ask ourselves, is the Mother's Day festival, based on what we see today, is it a $1 trillion industry? On behest of what this woman did not want, we are actually doing it. So, who is in control of the Mother's Day thing? And being that we're all involved with it mentally. See, that's part of what I always say. There's always some brainwash in us because we have already been indoctrinated with it. I would have felt bad if I would say my mother was rolling, having a good time. She one of the people that was coronavirus did not stop her from getting around. She was still rolling. So we got different people on the line, and we got different family members that we should be addressing after this conversation with each other. What do we think about our families and mothers and fathers today? Are we watching kids shoot up areas today? They got to go home to somebody. Somebody got to be accountable to what's going on outside of the police and everything else that we're dealing with. Mothers is at war. Mother's Day is a war. Just like it was from the get-go, it was a civil war going on. A civil war. It has never stopped. That's the key, what we're going to get today. That civil war ain't never stopped. It was shrewdly under espionage cover to one day rise again. Now, here's where the psychotic part comes in. What is so dedicated to this plan? They got to have some protocols. Now, we're going to get into that a little later. These protocols that everybody act like ain't happening. And I'm looking at you mothers today. Y'all going to have to step up the game today because you got two war fronts, one in the neighborhood and one what you have said with the police. And we watching all this take place right before our very eyes. And Mother's Day is May. May Day. Mothers are in distress. Those of you who understand what I'm saying, you're in distress. Everything is coming at the mother. Now, they're gonna neutralize you mothers in about another month or two. It's going to be some things that take place with those checks they're going to give you. Okay? If y'all don't realize, that's why I should say profiteering. What they're doing is profiteering now off mothers. They're using universal income to keep you at home. Now, is that a bad thing to keep you at home? We're going to ask that question today. Because remember, you used to stay at home back in the early days. The woman stayed home. So is the government now your husband? Because they're going to pay you to stay home and take care of what? The children? Is that the plan? Or is Mother's Day real plan being usurped? Because Mother's Day real plan, the ultimate goal was not to let them eat your children. You tell me, are they not eating the children? And I ain't talking about physically with a steak and knife, but through all experimentations, I don't know if these kids are going into a psychotic, tronic mind stage that they go berserk and start shooting up stuff. You don't know that. The cell phone is already at 5G. They untook vaccines. Does not mean they can't just die. They don't want you to die yet. They want you to do the bidding of the profiteer, just like the sister said when she went and sued them. She spent all her money. See, you got to fight like she did. Let me get some calls. I'm going to have soon the legendary Kim Weston. We're going to kick about everything, especially in her time frames and what she's seen. She's been around everybody. And I'm going to ask her also about that Berry Gordy thing, because this is a lot of history that we're going to go through today along with the mothers of civil wars. And let's go with the civil war, because I'm getting
ready to go deeper, but I'm going to wait till later on. The Civil War is right now. Right now. The Civil War is right now. It's been going on. See, they called it an insurrection, and you didn't realize what they did. They staged the Civil War. Anytime you say, oh, I'm going to insurrect the Capitol building, then we have already been put in a military posture. So we already. So this is going to be a special Mother's Day because all you must listen, they got to deploy troops from somewhere to prepare. That's why they all got them out of Afghanistan to put them where, everybody? To put your children. See, that's what the sister was saying, Ms. Jarvis. She didn't want no more war. She's seen what war going to do. But they also said this is going to be the granddaddy of them all. All you religious people out there listening, this is going to be the granddaddy of them all. Ain't that in your books? So they're preparing for the granddaddy of wars. That's why the godmothers better stand up. Let me hear from you, brother. I heard you. Come on, jump in. I got the lines open for some of y'all. Y'all feel free. Unmute. Put yourself in.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, just like my mother made her transition a week after Mother's Day last year, and I know she told me before she made a transition, don't be bringing no pissy tail girls up in our house, whatever. So whatever happens after she gone, it's on me. So she made that clear before she checked out of here. But it's interesting here, bruh, in Chi-Town, because the energy is totally different from the aftermath of this so-called coronavirus and the lockdown. Now, the governor said that he's supposed to open everything back up June 11th, but Lightfoot said, nope, we wait until July 4th of all days, whatever, because so many people now, men and women, mothers and fathers, are still sticking their arms out taking these goddamn vaccines. And so now they got the numbers. Supposedly they got the numbers the way they want it in terms of the people getting voluntary vaccinated. And now I've decided to go ahead and open everything back up. But things are just not the same like they was before. People are not all out and about going out kicking it. And you can feel it. You can feel the change in the difference. Yeah. You know, and it's not like it was before. Whether you celebrate this holiday or what people want to call a holiday or the rest of them, people are not going out living their lives like they used to, you know. And there just like you were saying earlier about these kids running amok and everything, watch and see the numbers of shootings that's going to happen, like I said, this evening between tonight and tomorrow and over the weekend, because the stuff is not stopping.
No, the stuff ain't stopping because I watched from the information that y'all gave, and I also seen what – I want people to know, we do not know if they're unleashing what we told you they were going to unleash. I'm going to put up next week the zombie apocalypse at the CDC. If y'all think that's a joke, you better look up. But this whatever has happened in Chicago recently, a pastor, a senior pastor, and he was cutting his yard, everybody, in the back of his house in Chicago. Somebody came up on him, had some confrontational words, whatever took place.
He attacked the pastor and his wife.
And his wife.
The brother had what happened, the brother was trying to sell them some type of item or something, and he refused, and the brother went off and attacked both of them.
But he didn't just attack them. Let
he bit their ear off.
He ate their ear. He bit their ear and gouged their eyes like a zombie type thing. Now, I'm telling you. You can take it or not. You don't care if you believe me or not, but facts matters on this program here, and I don't care if you don't know what the facts are. That's your business. That's the way you want to live it. Facts don't mean everybody got to agree with it. But the facts do show that I've seen it here. A zombie attack happened here in Florida a year ago. This dude ate the people. Now, I don't know what they planned on every level, but I will say I'm observing like we all should be, and I mean with both eyes open. That third eye better activate real soon, because if it don't, but it guards the people's eyes out. Now, let me tell y'all something about this going on. Chicago has already had the the array of things was part of the first initiative of smart surveillance. That happened years ago when we were doing this show in the very beginning. People did not know even about the thing. I got wind of about through other people who do the research on this technology. I said, what? Put it out there. Now, who's to say, everybody listening, that they already got the force field over everybody in Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't making this
and
up.
You mentioned the billionaires of each state, and one in particular, the dude named here is called Ken, I think it's Ken Griffin. He's supposed to be the richest man in Illinois. He's responsible for financing a lot of this technology that's being used on the people with the police department in the University of Chicago, especially like with these drones and everything. So, and this has been in the plan for the works.
Right. And then here in South Florida, no news coverage. Protesting is going on. I don't know to what scale. I might have to get involved and see what's happening. They put out drone mosquitoes. Everybody, that's like I've been to Hunger Games and y'all don't even know it. It's like, who would unleash drone mosquitoes? They in the Florida Keys. Look it up, everybody. Think I'm making this up. Let me get some more calls before we get deep into this program. We about this Mother's Day. See, I already told you, it said they're gonna eat the babies. This is AOC. That was her conference, everybody. Look how she looked. She looked just like a clone. She is, her eyes, look at her eyes. Look what type of meetings they're having. And they're using kids. Look at Greta, the little young girl who's coming back with a super smash coming. If you don't know what's going on in Europe and you got a fire stick, if you don't go look, like my man say, shut the fuck up from listening to our news and go listen to the world news, because I'm about to bring on a person who's been around the world. World news, you say, wait a minute, hold on. I mean, look what the hell going on. India, I watched their news all last week to see what the hell going on. And let me just tell y'all. You know, these Indian doctors.
And did you hear about, and you mentioned India now, did you hear about, I think I said it to you a few days ago, about when they were testing, swabbing people for that coronavirus in India, they were all using used swabs on people.
Right. I seen that. You sent that. And just think about it. We got a lot of Indian doctors over here. To see what what's going on over there, you say, wait a minute. We got all these Indian doctors at the hospitals. They everywhere. They got a godmother day, Shiva, the destroyer. I hope y'all better look these up, what I'm saying. And you know now that all this is going on, the rich has left, the only with the poor there. And Kamala Harris's family emerges on this Twitter thing somebody sent me. It could be, we better check this out, y'all. We better check this out. That's another thing. The secret was given to you by Biden. No time in history have we seen two pillars that are female. And if y'all know what I mean by twin pillars, you understand. Let me go to some more calls before we get... Somebody who's been around the world, we're going to talk deep.
Oh, one quick thing. When you mentioned the last name of Jarvis. Now, you know that was the name of Tony Stark's AI he created in the Iron Man series, too.
Oh,
so
Jarvis.
That ain't no accident, bro.
Hey, but you know what? We thought that was a just made-up Iron Man. I just want y'all to go look up the real Iron Man suit. They are equipping the next military to be just like that. That's why... All these vaccines is designed to alter the body. Alter the body. We already altering. Let me get 1-6-5-4 in. Keep your lines open. Keep them closed and come back in when you feel in. 1-6-5-4. You on the Helios.
Hello, Dry Bones. This is Antoinette.
Antoinette, beautiful. Appreciate it. Happy Mother's Day to you as well. And this is one of the pillars of our program on Wednesday night and who knows any other night. Antoinette, much love to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm waiting for my flowers from you.
Yes. Yes, we will. Again, I can cook. Believe that. I do have some skills. My mother did teach us and father. I got to give them some credit. Mother taught me to cook and father. And we're going to keep it going.
Good.
But go ahead. Now, you give us some shout-out words of how you feel about what you're hearing so far. Because it was about women stopping bloodshed of the children.
did not want it to be what it is today, and yet it is. What's your thought?
Well, I don't want it to be what it is today. I want children to feel, I mean, we lost so much morals and values, and I think that has a lot to do with it, that the morals and families have been gone, what, since the 60s, when all of that really started to change? And if we could just go back to the way how things were, but between what they're putting in the food, what they're spraying in the air, we're at a loss. I mean, because who knows what they're putting in us? And then, it affects the children more than what it affects adults. And then they have these computer gadgets where they're in all the time. So
most of the children, let's go by what we heard earlier. We played that tape before, but I find it just strange that, they're actually saying we want to, eat the babies. And I'm thinking, now we got laws that allows you to, a woman's body, and this is where it's going to get deep with everybody, because Roe v. versus Wade gave the woman power of her body, which I intend to say she has all right over her body. What's your thoughts on being able to, take the babies at a late age now, almost pretty much developed? What's your thoughts on how these laws have morphed into just these type of things now?
Well, I don't believe in abortion, but, that's, whoever does it, that's your choice, and that's something you got to deal with later, not me. Now, I wouldn't pay for an abortion for anybody, and I wouldn't encourage anyone to get one.
Right. So basically, but let's go with that premise with the fetuses today and what they're doing with the babies and so forth. I'm not too sure, but, to me, they're profiteering off of these, stem cell research.
People have no respect. They don't have respect for children. They don't have respect for life. People have no respect. Everyone is living to die.
Right. So, that's pretty much a very prophetic terminology, living to die, being that we know we're going to die, but it seems like we're trying to go at a faster rate. I see.
That's what everybody's living to die. I mean, that's the way how you're raising. Children are being raised. I mean, look at what you see on television. Look at their video games, just, shoot them up, kill them. It's not like when we were young and the cowboys and Indians. This is, they have this all the time.
And,
it's right
there. It's funny you said that, because growing up, many of us did take on the characters of playing cowboy and Indian. And, we didn't know any better at that infant mindset. But as we got to get to know, it's like we were taught to, really – cowboy Indian, that's like a game of against each other, two battles. It's so interactive. It looks so, because I've seen these games. Those out there who parents, who kids are watching these games and playing these games, I want y'all to know something. Facts matters. I never thought I'd see gaming is going to be on the stock exchange. It's going to be a vital investing. I never thought I'd see it. It was just announced that they are opening up. Everybody is going into the gaming, especially athletes are investing in gaming. And, the consoles are unbelievable. They look real. They're going to play and have tournaments around the world in gaming.
Yes,
I'm not making this up.
Look, the military uses it.
Right.
The military uses it.
So is it Mother's Babysitter? Is this the new Mother's Babysitter in your definition or your thoughts? And I'm looking for Ms. Kim. If you can hit the number one button, I'll be looking for you, because it's your time coming in. But go ahead. What you think? Is they babysitters for the new age woman?
Well, I hope no one's not giving it to toddlers and, little young children.
You don't think so?
To play those games. But,
I think the earliest I seen was three.
Playing.
Three was the earliest I think I seen one. And then somebody gave their baby one for
little children. I see the younger children playing, more educational games.
Right.
On it, but they say now the Pac-Man is dead.
It's becoming a teacher. Now let's go there, because AI could be. AI seems to be female involvement, because even on these TVs, you get Alexa, you get the female perspective from everything that's on TV now. It seems to be going toward women, but it takes the child is being taught and raised by these computers. So AI is like the new, will be now be considered a mother goddess based on that. Our kids are being using AI so profoundly. Even I have to use it.
just to look at a work and stuff, you have to say, well, what is blah, blah, blah. You're talking to it. You can take her off if you don't want to hear her, because that's what I do. I just talk and they just come up. But you definitely got a female voice on these operational AIs. So it's amazing that they're using that. Go ahead. I got y'all. Anybody want to jump in? Feel free.
You have AI now controlling everything you do almost. You have AI telling you where to go in your car because you put in for the GPS. You have AI when you go to the supermarket telling you how much to pay because you just, you know, so everything you do now is through computers.
And I'm going to say this because, when you start digging deep, see, I always thought, I say AI, everybody got, we had these programs with the number, but how about artificial ISIS?
Artificial what?
ISIS. Because earlier I mentioned that the first worship of this Mother's Day actually goes beyond that, but because they were still having Mother's Day worship in different symbols because of the goddess Isis and then Sabria and Rhea of Greece, and then they started calling churches Mother's Day or Mother Church. Mother Church, which is where she's the birthing of all the other churches. So it has a connotation of fertility built into this, really. So we see it all the time. Let me just take a caller who's been waiting until we get our sister on the line here. I just can't wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me give everybody a chance to get a shout-out about their mom. Let me go to 879. Let me hear from you.
Good morning, Dry Bone.
That's yes, bro.
The Mother's Day is a beautiful day for all the mothers that's hard working out here also that done a good job with their children of raising them and becoming adults and everything else
yes.
and being
yes.
responsible. You know, it's only a small percentage that, go off the chain and doing whatever, you know.
Right.
But getting back to the who's the babysitter of the kid or the children now, it's interesting that I went to a restaurant. It was a 6-month-year-old baby. And the parents put the phone in the gave the phone to the kid while the 6-month-old baby started playing with the phone, you know, and the baby became quiet,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they went on and ate their dinner. The baby was trying to play with the phone and everything. And yesterday, my little great niece, she couldn't even eat her dinner because she don't want to put down the phone. You know, somewhere the parents have to discipline, like, hey, you about to eat, put that electronic stuff down, you know, get them a
right.
book or whatever. Same thing with my granddaughter. You have to almost scream at her to put that electronic stuff down and do this and do that, you know. So they are being ruled by AI, especially the young ones under 10, I would say, on down, you know, even
mm-hmm.
even up. But just to see it happen is just unreal, man. These parents are not parenting no more. They just, here, take this electronic equipment, be quiet, and leave me alone, you know?
And so I like how you put that because it looks like they're preparing that generation per se to be the ones that will accept total artificial intelligence as being their listener. Now, I'm going to take a quick break. We got to do something. When I come back, I got to come back with a legacy here. And we ought to be happy to have her because there's so many legends that has passed. We have one who's still with us and got a bundle of information out there. I just want everybody to realize that if we don't take anybody who come on this program for granted because they don't have to. But the fact that we have given so, and Antoinette has done an awesome job on Wednesday night getting mainly the Motown crew. And again, it's because we want to give you the facts, and I'm just looking for one of her great songs here. I got them all over the place. Let me get this one here. And, you know, it's just one of them things where you got to say to yourself, wow, Kim Weston with this man. Wow.
Like shine through.
was conceived by that song back in the day. Y'all can count on that one. That was Kim Weston and Marvin Gaye. I got to say to myself, happy Mother's Day, Motown Mama here and Grandmama, Miss Kim Weston. Thank you for joining this morning.
God bless you. You know what? I'm going to try and put this back on my speaker because I can't hear you. I've got my volume all the way up, and I can hardly hear you. But you let me know if you can hear me, okay?
I can hear you very well. Yes, very well. Very well. And I just want to say you had a birthday not too long ago, and we had a birthday program for y'all, for you on Antoinette's program. So if y'all didn't hear that, go back and listen. It was beautiful. We had a good time. But go ahead, Ms. Kim. Talk to us because that had to be a wonderful time. Can you hear me? Okay. Ms. Kim, we got you. Antoinette, you think you would be able to merge her in with you?
Yeah, let me do that.
Yeah. Let her,
Ms.
Let
Kim,
her
I'm gonna, Ms. Kim, I'm going to call you and put you on my line, okay? Okay, I'm going to do it now, Dry Bones.
Okay, go ahead. I'll be looking for you, too. All right. Yeah, we just want to, and let me tell you, that I mean, to have her and Marvin Gaye, imagine that, that time frame she had in that time of the Motown coming together. She's part of that explosion of some of the greatest songs our parents danced to. I'm sure many of us could say we watched our parents slow dragging back in the day to all those great songs and got us into the music scene as well. So I'm looking forward to getting her line cleared so we can somebody phone dropped. So we'll be looking for it. Can y'all hear me good?
Yeah.
Ms. Kim? Yeah, okay. As long as
can you hear me right now, Dry Bones?
I got you. You sound loud and clear. Loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Yeah. See, I'm waiting for her to call me because I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay. Well, go ahead. We'll wait for you to get with her. Let's go with that with that era that we are going to talk about, and I hope to get into the middle of what you thought about the civil rights era, and as well as what you see going on today, because again, you've been around so many of the greats. Berry Gordy, I read about that incident you had with Berry Gordy. We're gonna get into that as well. Unbelievable amount of history, and all you mothers out there who have of this age group, this is a treat for y'all. I hope my parents listen to that. I hope you listen to this because we got some of the songs you danced to, and she's still kicking it. I think she's in Detroit, right, Antoinette? She's in Detroit. We said nothing.
Hey, why you waiting, man? Hey, all that music was done in 528 hertz, all love. When that music was played, it wasn't nothing but love. It wasn't no fight, no shoot, no cussing.
Right.
All love music, man.
All love, yes. I mean, soothing music. You can just all you want to do is clap your hands, snap your feet, and it's amazing today, the vibration, and that's what we're going to talk about later. I'm glad you brought that. That's one of the protocols. They've changed the vibrations of the earth, and they're going along with it. And that was some of the greatest songs, even from Motown to I told people about the reggae. I hope she can give us some information when Bob Marley and them was coming there and getting on that one vibrational harmonic. And look what they got, a monster superstar out of that. So, amazing stuff going on with the Hertz. And the Hertz is what we're talking about as well when we're talking about the thing. Are you with me, Ms. Kim? We talk about the array of things. That's some Hertz. Okay, let me see if I got her back in here. Okay. I wish I had a better mic for you. I'm so sorry for you. I did not know your phone was going to have a problem. Well, you know how that works. We'll do what we do. We'll do what we do. We always improvise. You know how we do it.
You got to improvise. And it's just thinking about at that time, Detroit, Motown had their own sound. Stax and Memphis had their own sound. Chicago had their own sound. Philadelphia had their own sound too. So
that's right.
A lot
of different. Yeah, a lot. And then you had, like I say, Watch Stax out there in L.A. All of them in the move. Now the music scene. And I want if y'all do me a favor. Just go online one day on YouTube and watch her history on YouTube
And it's unbelievable. She was the first to go into Europe, one of the early acts to break the bridge, the game, and then to be on TV with Bill Cosby. Oh, man, I can't wait to hear. And you know we got to ask about that one, Bill Cosby. That's a hell of a mother. I can tell you. It's a lot there. And think about this, everybody. The Civil Rights Movement. I just happened to see the other night in Miami with the so-called meeting of Jim Brown, Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Muhammad Ali. And I must admit, the Hampton House, got to give a shout-out to the Hampton House, is still up with the historic look with some of the same items that you see in that movie, which was filmed at the Hampton House. It, beautiful, beautiful. And to give credit to Regina King for actually putting that together, it did show the side of the nation before Malcolm left. Very transitional move. Ali wasn't all the way, according to them. He wasn't all the way in on it either. And good old Sam Cooke was a genius. I'd like to ask her, is she with us, about Sam Cooke as well, because she had to be in that frame with them as well. To see that this brother was doing so many great things, and that's the positive. He was one of the first to have a record label, Sam Cooke. He was one of the first to get the money from the Beatles from doing the songs of other black artists that got them residual checks. That's smart. And
Drybone,
you got her?
Yeah, she's on the line with me.
Okay, well, go ahead where I left off at. How did it feel to be amongst some of the greatest musicians and artists in the world? Give us your thoughts on how you felt and what it was like for you.
One thing I got to do first, again, hello to the family, and I thank God for you all, because I've learned so much since I've been connected with you, Dry Bones, and Antoinette, and the family. And I just thank you, because what you're doing is what I've been doing all my life, and that's seeking the truth, because that's the only way you can be free. That's the only way you can be free, is to seek the truth. And everybody, as you always say, everybody's got their own thing. I've got mine, and those that agree, I appreciate you. And those that don't agree, I appreciate you for having yours. Just don't mess with mine. You know what I mean? I've been listening to all you all been saying, and what you've been saying about the children. I was born in 1939. You're talking about 1920. That one was 19 years before I was born. You know, and I was born in 39, where they said for many years a child is supposed to be seen and not heard. I don't agree with that completely, but the child needs the way to speak. They ought to ask and they speak, you know, instead of just interrupting grown people. And the mothers are responsible for that, because that's the mother's job, to train in the home. We're putting a lot of stuff on society, and we're putting it on the schools and all of that. If you don't start training that child when you get it, if you don't start training it, then you're going to have a problem. I don't care who you are. And that's the mother's responsibility, because she's the shelter. She's the one that the seed was put into. You know, most people don't give credit for the seed, because without the seed, the egg ain't no good. Okay, how many eggs the mother got? She don't get a seed that can fertilize that egg, it don't mean nothing. But once that egg is fertilized, then she's got a responsibility until the death of that egg. Okay. I don't know what you're asking, baby.
No. I'm loving just letting me go, because it's a Mother's Day special, and we hearing from one of the top in the Motown motherhood and her own life motherhood. Let me ask you, guys. We heard you listen to your songs on the program. Tell us what it's like. You was growing up at that age. How was it? What you see today in the country, how was it different, and what was the same as y'all, you know, was growing up?
I tell you, it's the same. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's what's the same, but against principalities. All of that is the same thing back then, and it's worse now, because people wasn't paying any attention. And I was not too long ago, I had something come over me, and I said, you know what? The biggest problem I think right now is just capitalism. I believe in capitalism, but it needs to be revised, because they have abused it, they have misused it, and that's where the problem is. You know, just like they say, money is the root. Money's not the root of all the evil. There's nothing wrong with money. There's nothing wrong with guns. It's the people.
Right.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
Right.
And because of the love of money, people get guns to shoot other people to take their money. So you're right back to the same thing, you know. But it's still got to start at home, and the mother is, see, the father sits down to move. And the mother is the one that reads in there to let you and help you to understand it. You know, I've been hearing these discussions and the different things. And so the mother still ain't much better than what that father is. Where that seed come from still has a lot to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but I
right.
believe in, like you talk about the Holy Trinity, I believe in God. God made man. Then he made woman. And he made woman to do the things that the man can't do. And the woman can't do the things that the man did. They ain't supposed to. He didn't make them to do that. But there are some
right.
things that they can do together. There's some things that one can do that the other one can do. You know? So my mother had my place.
Now let me ask you, because you came around, you've been around some of the musicians. How was the time of what music is today and what your time? You sang with, Stevie Wonder. You've been with some of the Temptations. Y'all watch her specials, unbelievable. You've been with some of the Supremes, Mary Wells. I mean, you've been with all of them. How did y'all feel being so elevated at that time as blacks were elevated to the civil rights thing? How was it to be such a celebrity around the world?
Oh, remember for me to tell you what my grandmama said, because I wanted to say something. I'm 81 for the audience that don't know. I'm 81 years old, thank the Lord, you know. But
that's right.
When I turned 21 is when I signed my contract in Motown. And I'm just going to, my grandmother who died on Mother's Day, 2000, she was 100 years old. And boy, she was a whip. You know, the first time she saw me after my going to Motown, when I got out with me, I'm talking about down in Katherine, Alabama, that's 25 miles east of Selma, in the country, where when I first went there, they had no electricity and all of that, right? When I got out the car, she said, "Girl, you look like a white woman." And at first I had on the wig and I had my fur and I got out of the Cadillac car and all of that. But it had never dawned on me that we had groomed ourselves to look like white women. So all the Motown girls were wigs, every one of them, even those that had hair. They bought that hair up on their head and put the wig on. When my grandmother said that to me, that's something that has stayed with me. Would you believe it? I didn't really appreciate what she was saying until this year. I was 21 years old. I didn't appreciate it because during that time, I wasn't militant, but I wasn't happy with where our society was. That's why when they wanted me to, I sung Star Spangled Banner at a Laker Knickerbocker game, I think it was. New York Knicks, well, yeah, Laker Knickerbocker. I sung, and they lit up like Marvin did, like they did for Marvin. And so they wanted me to record the Star Spangled Banner. I said, I'm not recording no Star Spangled Banner. If I record an anthem, it's going to be the black national anthem. Now, I'm not recording the Star Spangled Banner when they're doing the kind of stuff that they're doing to my people. But they was doing the same thing then that they're doing now, you know? But a lot of it has to do with us, excuse me. And I think, and I've never thought of this before, the women were so afraid of losing their men until they didn't say anything.
Really?
But you see, one thing I've read where when they started lynching the black men in the South, one of the reasons that it grew like that was because they knew there was no retaliation because there was, even though we were better then in some ways than we are now, but they knew nobody was going to come and take up for them. Who cared that they lynched another black man? Nobody but the black people. But if the black people would come together, just like right now, come together, and we're in the same shape, if not worse now. Don't be picking them off with the guns.
Wow, we're not fighting back.
Yeah. Now let me ask you something about that.
But you see, we can't fight back. Just go to fighting. It's stupid. We don't have what's necessary, you know. Because I used to wonder, with all them black people in Africa, how just a few white folks ruling them?
Well, you went there. Let me ask you that. Let me ask you about your travels, because a lot of people don't have the opportunity to go. You was received in Europe. If you watch a documentary, it was on, and you're a darker complexion sister, almost to my father's complexion. So I said to myself,
"Black, you're going to black." I'm surprised
y'all call me pecan tan. That's right, pecan tan, and I go along with that 100 and beautiful. You exemplified black women at that time. I seen you with pictures with your beautiful hair, natural. You had a nice natural cut. Then I seen you with the wigs on. Now that you revealed that everybody at Motown had on wigs, I like that.
Now when I
watch them, I'll be like, look at that wig she got on that. Now let me ask you, how did they receive you? These are white folks that you see in our country doing things, but when you go over there, they treat you as a goddess from what I've seen in the documentary. It's unbelievable. How's your take on that?
To God be the glory. I am considered the first queen of Northern Soul, which is a sound of American music that they love in Europe that Americans don't like. You know, anybody can find a drop in the bucket by me, you'll understand why. But they love it over there. But I want to tell you what, the only prejudice I felt was from an American that was on the show. Other than that, the people treated me like royalty. That's what they did.
So you say the American artist, Gene Pitney,
was on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Pitney, the American artist, Gene Pitney. I've never said his name before. But the only prejudice I felt was from him. Everybody else loved me.
Mm.
I don't know where he's from. Still don't know where he's from. I'm interested. Don't care.
And then what was it like to see that all these blacks from Motown are going over there, and then you come back because your hit would take two with Marvin Gaye. What was one of the biggest ones? That's one of the big ones. And then you did did you ever sing with Sam Cooke? They wanted me to ask you.
No, I never met Sam, but I loved him. I loved Sam Cooke. And all of, I sung his music. One of my greatest requests during that time was a change is gonna come. As a matter of fact, oh my God. Can I tell you something? This has nothing to do with Mother's Day, but about Sam Cooke. When Sam Cooke put out A Change is Gonna Come, I was in New York the first time I heard it. And one of Miles Davis' ex-wives is working with me. And so much stuff going on, but when that song came on, that A Change is Gonna Come, I really felt like an awakening spirit, so to speak, because that night on the television was the first time that I heard that black men were exceeding white men in suicide. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can go back and see when that song came out.
Right.
That was the first time I heard of black men exceeding white men in suicide. Because they used to say, well, you ain't got to worry about no black person jumping out no window. You can't jump out the window from the basement. What you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't jump out the window from the basement.
That song has been with me. And the people, every time I hear the song, it takes me back to that. And I look to where we are, and we're still changing. And it's really not getting better, because we're not getting better. We're not coming together. And that's where the problem is. If we don't come together with the one mind, but we got to have the truth. There ain't no need in coming together if you ain't got the truth. So that's one of the reasons why I appreciate Dry Bones.
I want to play something for you. That tell me what give me your thought on what you're going to hear now. And I like the name. It says Brother and Sister. Let me hear this. Let me tell me what you thought after this. Unbelievable horn section. Oh my goodness. You've been saying in your songs, brothers and sisters get together, we got it. So you've been saying this since my lifetime.
You know I wrote that, right?
You know
I wrote that. Huh?
No, I said awesome. That was awesome.
Drabon.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said, did you know that I wrote that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I wrote that. And let me tell you why I wrote that. When I left Motown. When I left Motown, you all know I was singing with Marvin, and Tammy, they replaced me with Tammy, right? And most people thought that I was upset, but I knew Tammy before she came to Motown, and just before, one of the reasons I wrote that was because Tammy Terrell called me, and she said, Kim, I just came out of a meeting, and she said, Lim MFs told me, anybody talking to you or Mickey would be fined or fired. She said, they can't tell me not to talk to you. I knew you before I knew them. How they gonna tell me? And when Tammy was wild. She's wild, spitfire, you know. Beautiful girl, but I mean, she didn't think of stuff. She didn't have to, you know. So, and nobody, you know, all those people. Sisters and brothers that were supposed to be mine in Motown, that were traveling up and down the road, not a one of them called me and told me anything about that. And some of them literally didn't want to speak to me. But I made them speak to me. You know, because I was let alone. But anyway, that was my reply. That's where the sisters come from.
And now, again, I'm going to say something for the people who didn't notice. Now, as a black woman, I'm going to tell you how powerful her mindset is. She actually filed a suit against Motown, which I was shocked. I was like, wow. And, you know, to you at that time, that took a lot of guts to go up against, as a black woman, to go up against some of the big-time moguls. Got to give you some credit on that one. That was gangster. That was gangster.
Well, yeah. And I dropped my suit because of my ex-husband. You know, because regardless to whatever happens, Mickey Stevenson was definitely one of the biggest influences in my career. And talking about mothers, his mother was Kitty Stevenson, who, you all should check her out. She worked with the Todd Rose Big Band. And without realizing it, without knowing it, so I must have heard Kitty when I was a child because I think I sound more like her than anybody that I can identify. And that was Mickey Stevenson's mother. So the show that I was trying to do with Antoinette, I wanted Mickey to come on and talk about his mother because his mother influenced Kim. And as far as I'm concerned, Mickey's responsible for the Motown sound because he was over the artists, the musicians, the writers, the producers. You understand? He was responsible for the sound that developed.
Right.
There was no Motown sound in the beginning. But because of his sound, that punch that you hear, that drive that you hear, That comes from Mickey, and that comes from his mother, I believe. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about mothers.
Right.
I don't know what you asked me, but this is something that was on my mind about the mothers that I met. I met Stevie's mother. I met Claudette Robinson's mother. Smokey Robinson, his mother was dead, but his mother's sister raised him, Geraldine Burston. And as a matter of fact, her grandson is here with me now, working with me, you know, helping me out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to talk about these different people. You talk about the Temptations. Otis Williams' mother, Hazel Little, was one of my dear friends. I kind of had a little crush on Otis because, you know, Otis was fine back then. His mama told me, she said, look, honey, she said, you got somebody that's helping you and taking care of you. Don't dare mess that up, fooling with this boy that been standing up there singing on that corner all the years. That was his mother telling me that. You know, because she told, I had googly eyes looking at him. Don't, that was Otis Williams' mother, the Temptations, telling me not to mess up with Mickey, because Mickey could mess both of us up.
That's right. Mickey was the man. Now, a lot of people don't know that. And I want people to know that you still was instrumental in some of the Motown reunions and so forth. Give us some of your greatest moments of how you feel the music is now and time you was doing your singing and so forth. How do you take the music today? Is it still got that cut? It seems to have that kind of cutthroat persona based on what we see that happens to some of the artists. So what would you think how much they're getting out?
The business has changed to the point that I don't even know how to get a record played. I have a song that I wrote about my mother that I haven't had any airplay on. I wrote this song 25 years ago. It's never really had any airplay. And it's one of the best songs, not just because I wrote it, but it's one of the best songs because I'm paying tribute to a woman who loved God, and she taught me to love God, to seek the truth, to be true to myself. You know what I'm saying? Which I feel is a mother's responsibility. Some stuff she didn't do, like she wasn't happy about me going to Motown because I was raised in the Church of God. You know? And my going to Motown was singing the devil's music, but what God showed me, all good things come from him. All good things come from God. So anybody don't like it, that's my take. Ain't nothing
to do. That's right. That's right. We're going to take that take. Now, let me ask you about that, because many of you were all in the gospel, because even I had to play, you know, some talented people in gospel music and church, for sure. There ain't no doubt about it. Some talent. Even in church today, the music scene seems to be somewhat the same. I happened to see Aretha Franklin.
It is the same. It's the same three chords, Dry Bones. And actually, when I went to Motown, the first thing I sung at Motown was gospel. I've sung gospel before. I sung gospel as Agatha.
Right, and so I see some of the greatest artists. Now, let me ask you, this is where it gets deep, everybody. She was on TV at a time when blacks were not always on TV. She's a pioneer of being on television as a pretty Pecan Brown and Bill Cosby together on had your own pilot show, first of its kind. Tell me that experience and how the racism, did it play a lot? It was Bill. I don't know if you woke up anytime.
Can I go back just a little bit? While at Motown, Mickey sent me to New York, and I went to the Herbert Berghoff School of Dramatic Arts. And in my class was Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro, Anne Bancroft, and there were two or three other people. But those three, I remember their names, you know. So I had the technique training that they had, but I didn't have the opportunity to pursue my craft. So I was working with Operation Breadbasket, Reverend Jackson, at that time. So I told him that I was having a problem. I was having a serious problem. Nobody would give me a break. And so what he did was he told Bill. And when he told Bill, two days after me telling Jesse, I got a call from Bill Cosby's producer. And the next day I went and I did that show, The Green-Eyed Monster, it took 3 or 4 days, you know. But unfortunately, it happened at a time when I was separating from Mickey. And it's my understanding that they tried to find me, and he couldn't help it. He wouldn't let him know where I was.
Yeah, I've seen that in the documentary. That was very deep. He was very influential in your life. I've seen that. Now, and getting that with that TV show, I think CBS had it. I mean, you pretty much the first and a pioneer of us having a actual beautiful black a couple on TV. Then he did it again with the Cosby Show. What's your take on what at that time? There's a lot of wealthy blacks.
Well, you know.
With the civil rights movement,
can I tell you something?
The civil rights movement. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you have no idea. Last week, I was saying to myself, what it's like to see black people on television like they are now. They have no idea where we've come from. I think that's probably my biggest problem, that we're not taking care of our own, because we're not letting our people know that they have much to be proud of. We have, you know what, Draymond, I would just, if they would ever really tell the real, they know it's up to us. We would ever really tell the true story of blacks in America. That's a tremendous story. For us to be here in 2021, when they tried everything to eliminate us, and we're still here. I mean, we're fragmented, and some of them, they probably done made some AIs or EIs, whatever you call them, out of us, too, because I know that.
That's right. They'll make some AI. And you have to realize, yeah, as Hollywood went, when Hollywood made these movies for us to look at, and when did you actually
where did they get that idea? There ain't nobody dream that stuff up. They didn't dream it up. It's something that they've been working on all the time, and somebody got a scoop.
Now, let me ask you, because you're very profound with the politics. I mean, you're very profound in helping different parts of your area as well. Yeah, you said Jesse Jackson. We still got some of the old schoolers around that you was about. I see my Aretha Franklin, with Minister Farrakhan. At that time, give us your perspective of what you see, Jesse, in your time frame, and what you think has that Operation Bread Basket been successful to you in your estimation, and what have you seen that is successful?
Let me say this to you again. I've never said this before, Jabon, because you're reaching for the truth. I want to let you know, a big part of Jesse's problem was us again. I was at that first breadbasket thing that he had in Chicago. I can't think of the place now. But anyway, I remember sitting in the booth in the restaurant talking to Jesse. And he said, Kim, he said, they want me to send all the money that we make, Expo, this little bit black Expo. Yeah. They want me to send all the money to Atlanta. But ain't nobody lift a finger to help me do nothing. They want me to send all the money to Atlanta, and then they go send me what they think I should have.
Mm.
He said, what you think about that? I said, I got very seriously if I could do it. I can tell you what to do. Yeah, very seriously, if I would do that. If they can't come help me, why should I send the whole thing? How are they going to even tell you what you need? How much you spent? How are they going to tell you what you went through? And ain't nobody been here to help you do it. But that was the beginning of the end
of that relationship.
Of the SCLC and the Operation Breadbasket and all of that. But again, see, that's division within us.
And then, did you ever, you sang the Black National Anthem, which you're famous for, as people don't know that, she's famous for that as well. Let me ask you, you did Watch Stacks, I think, with Isaac Hayes and so forth. That was one of our movies that we loved, was that movie with Barcades and everybody.
I did Look to Revoice. That's what I was telling you about. When I sung at When it's home for the Lakers and the Knickerbockers.
Lakers and Knicks, yeah. Lakers and Knicks, right.
Yeah,
right.
And they wanted me to, oh, maybe you didn't hear me when I was saying that. I think that was in the beginning. They wanted me to record the Star Spangled Banner, and I said, if I record an anthem, it's going to be the Black National Anthem. You know?
That was on film for all of us to see, and that was a beautiful thing. That's when Jesse Jackson and all them. Let me ask you, because I don't know how much time we have with you.
See, I was with Stax when I did.
With Stax, right. That's right.
I was with MGM when I recorded "Lift Every Voice and Sing." Motown would not have allowed that.
Oh, really?
Motown was not involved in politics at all. That was why. No. That was one of the reasons they didn't want what's going on now. And I've said it on Antoinette's show that one of the last times I saw Marvin came to my room and he told me I think I've recorded the best music in my career. And nobody likes it. My wife didn't like it. Barry don't like it. And that was the What's Going On album.
The only reason that it was released
was because Marvin owed taxes and he was trying to borrow the money to pay the taxes, and they wouldn't give him the money. Nobody would loan him the money. Smokey and West Wind wouldn't loan him the money. Barry, he couldn't get the money from his brother-in-law, Barry Gordy. Nobody would give him any money to pay his taxes. And Barry finally said, okay, well, you think this album is so much? Yeah, release the album. I'll release the album. But he didn't give him no money. And it was the biggest record no time ever had.
Wow. And that's so many stories. I'm sure you have. Now, is there a book deal for you? Because you could write a litany of information. Because Motown is like one of our biggest media of all time for all of us as being grown up. And you right there as a pillar. Y'all listen to everybody. We got one of the pillars of Motown, the early days, Ms. Kim Weston. I want to get some callers if y'all want to ask her questions. Maybe take a few questions because that was a traumatic period, a very traumatic period. And I like the fact that now, what about the, we're going to get to the virus and things because of your age and you still on the go, still doing it, 81 years old. To me, you're an icon in that too for older people to keep it going, to not get scared with being in the house all the time, and you seem to take it quite well. How was your reaction to all this coronavirus?
My reaction is I ain't taking the vaccine. I'm not taking that vaccine, and thanks to Jai Bones and a couple of other things that I've been listening to and looking at, I see. But all the stuff that y'all talking about, I've seen the doctors talking about what y'all talking about. It's changing your DNA. I saw one thing where the man said, I don't know if this is what you asked me, but I'm 81.
No, go ahead. You go. It's your problem.
I saw one thing where the man said that biologically we are different than the other races because it's whites and Hispanics. It's something that they have more of that we've got a fourth of what they've got. But there's something in that vaccine that will accelerate ours. It accelerates everybody, but it don't matter to them because they already got a full charge, you know. But it's going to give us something that we don't have. Well, if God didn't give it to them, I don't want them. You know the last thing we know of that they gave them Tuskegee Airmen. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want the vaccine. I don't care. And I'm praying for those that's taking it.
Right. And now I'm looking at how they did churches. Being that you talked about the church, I heard your area church may be opening soon because you're in that area of Region 4.
My church is open now.
Good,
as a matter of fact, I was supposed to be there this morning. You know?
Well, we have a church with you today, so I appreciate you being with us and spending church with us today because it's all coming together. So let me ask you a few more things before I take a call. You before this COVID stuff, you were actually doing shows. You were still entertaining. How did you feel to have?
I was scheduled to go to Europe, and as a matter of fact, it's about 27 of us Motown, Detroit artists were scheduled to go to to do a tour in Europe, and we were canceled. And then they cut off my unemployment. And I got I'm looking at people that ain't never worked with them checks, and I hope they know that it's coming back on them.
Wow. Now, before that, I think you did your birthday. You had Martha Reeves. How often did you see some of the older Motown, you know, celebrities that y'all hung out with? Did y'all get together, you know, at times now during all this going on?
No, not really. You know what? Unfortunately, just like we don't see nobody really until somebody's funeral, but I didn't stop going to the funeral, so I don't see nobody.
You say you'll stop. Yeah, I've heard that too. I ain't seen them but at the funeral. And unfortunately, everybody had COVID at the funeral. It was like unbelievable. Let me get a couple callers in to ask some questions, because, I mean, this is phenomenal to have such a legend on the program. And ain't, she's always on the network, but she just ain't been on mine. She's always on.
I've been here. I just been putting my hand.
Hey,
out.
Drive, I know. Ask a quick question.
I'm just happy to have you. Go ahead, brother. Do you want to ask a question? Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Weston. How you doing? This is Brother Derek from Chicago. Just a simple question. What made Berry Gordy pack up Motown and leave Detroit and go to California? What was his reasoning behind leaving Detroit, going to California?
You must didn't read his biography, his book. I didn't read it either, but from what I heard, that ain't what's in the book.
Uh-oh.
y'all ain't here to protect me if I be telling y'all the truth.
Hey. Give what you think.
Huh?
I said what you give it how you feel you want to give it.
Yeah. But I know you're getting it good. That's one thing that we do. We do have our own language, our own body language, our own body codes and all of that. We just expose it all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But there are several stories, you know. So what I'd like to do is just tell you some stuff that I've heard. How about that?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
And let's tell you what is what. All right, okay. All right, I left Motown in December of 1966, so I always say 67, right? Well, it's my understanding that shortly after that, some people that money was borrowed from came looking for their investment. I don't know what happened. But I heard that somebody called me and told me that they found somebody in the parking lot, unconscious. Did anybody ever hear anything about that? Town is a funeral home. Mm. And somebody was found, y'all can look that up, I bet you they'll tell you. Somebody was found in the parking lot, unconscious. And it had something to do with that money, to tell me. And then shortly after that. When I left Motown, we immediately went to California and started own company in Beverly Hills. We had Venture Records in Beverly Hills and Master Studio. And then a couple of years later, next thing we know, here comes Motown. Well, we were already there, you know. But it's my understanding that Mr. Gordy wanted to make movies. And someone said, see, here's a perfect example of us. Here's how we stick together. He said that he wanted to do in the movie industry what he had done in the record industry. So when he moved out there, it's my understanding that first special that he did on the Supremes and the Temps, that the people deliberately did stuff to make the budget go over, and that they said he would never do in the movie industry what he did in the record industry. We have to give him credit because he was able to do, you know, some things, and what he did was good. But he didn't do what he planned to do. The one thing, because it was like my only problem that I had with the Panthers, of them warning the enemy what they were planning to do. And to me, that was not a good strategy. How you going to threaten? You going to threaten your enemy and you ain't got your back up? And he's going to come down on you harder than he had planned to.
Yeah, that's like perfect sense. That's perfect sense. That makes perfect sense there. Let me go put some line.
Hey, Drybone, can I say something, Drybone? Can I say something,
Mr. Kim? Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Hey, Mr. Kim, this Big Weston, I just want to thank you because you smart. You smart. What you just said then, that's the art of war. That's the art of war.
Do
not tell your enemy what you're getting ready to do.
To leave my house, go to the hospital, and they'll come out.
Mm.
And you know what I'm taking? I'm taking echinacea, garlic, and olive oil.
Yeah.
Anytime anything comes, I do want to say this. Now, this is what the mothers are supposed to be doing now. When you feel anything, your body lets you know when that's your problem. And at the first sign of invasion, you're supposed to go to war. You are supposed to go to war. The first time your body tells you something is wrong, you start sneezing, that ain't normal. You start coughing, that ain't normal. Your throat sore, that ain't normal. And you're supposed to do something to protect yourself. You see? So if you protect yourself before it gets a hold of it, because your body's built to protect itself. Unless you don't work with it, and that's life. You know what I'm saying? God said He put everything we need for our body. He's in the earth.
That's right.
And there's no problem with it until man puts his hands on it. And when man puts his hands on it, it's no longer what God made. Because everything He made, He said was good.
Well,
that's what Mr. Dick Gregory said.
We ain't going to take that. Did you ever
think that? The Creator gave us everything we needed. The day we come on the planet, we was at everything we needed. All we got to do is find the answer. It's right there. It's right there.
Now, Ms. Weston, what you think about? Did you ever meet Dick Gregory? Ms. Weston, did you ever meet Dick Gregory?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, Dick Gregory was at that show I was just talking about.
Oh, okay.
I met Big Gregory through Reverend Jackson.
Right. I know you knew a lot of you. I just want everybody to know. You go on, you punch in Google. I mean, litany of information. It's wonderful to have you. I'm gonna keep you on here with me. Let me ask you some more. We're gonna get into another phase of the program with Ms. Weston as well. Antoinette, I hope you're still with us. I'm gonna take a quick brief one. I'm gonna bring everybody back in here. I have a lot of lines open. I want to take some more questions because Motown is very fascinating. And I want to ask you a little bit about the occult side. It's like, are these occult, like Michael Jackson and these kid cults that's Hollywood, we see them in all that time frame that you're in Hollywood at a time where they're using psychedelic drugs. They're doing all kind of things in Hollywood. And you were one of the first in Hollywood to see a lot of these things. Somebody be quiet on that one, please. You think these cults are in Hollywood, like Michael Jackson and all claim, and all these celebrities claim?
Absolutely, positively, not just there. They're everywhere. But actually, you're talking about the oregano? I don't want to call it oregano.
Yeah. No, but just, so you know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's a later version, but it's been going on all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's been going on all the time. Well, they finally formed a clan, that particular, maybe, that's probably the leader of a clan that went somewhere. I don't know. I'm just rambling right now, you know, but I do know. Like I said, when I went to California, I've been trying to think of the word that this man called me. He didn't call me, he didn't say negress, but it was that the man called me when I went for an audition. And since he treated me like that, that's how I acted. I shouldn't have done that, but that's how I acted. And then after that, and that after that was when I talked to Jeffrey. What they call the little black girl that had her hair all twisted up and stuff?
A picking
Nitty.
Something like that, something like that. So. Anyway.
So how so your Hollywood stay, because you went to Vegas, you was in Vegas as well, and get a lot of the so-called music industry seemed to be under a certain group of people that seems to control. I watched Unsung. They should really have you on as an unsung hero. I'm a lobby for you to be on that program.
I don't even want to go. I don't want to go because you see, at this God told me to keep my hands to myself.
That's
and
right,
I ain't hit nobody in 2 years. I've been doing good.
We're going to keep it that way then. We'll keep it that way. I want to say.
I've been doing good. Because I'm going to tell you something. I've got a friend named GC Cameron. And what they've done to GC loves the Lord, but he is so bitter right now. He's Vietnam veteran. I called him. Called him with somebody on the phone. And he just went off. But it depends on the frame of mind, Jim. But that's because of the things that they do to people. It's just like Marvin. I mean, what he ended up, that was not the person that I knew. I didn't even know that person. But what he turned into, I didn't even know that person. And I'm going to tell you something, Dragons. I've never said this either. One of the last songs Marvin wrote is "I Want a Sanctified Pussy." And his mother begged him to change it to "Sanctified Lady." And after Marvin died, I didn't go to the funeral. I didn't go to the funeral because I think the same people that wouldn't loan him their money pay his taxes. And he ended up running and all of that. I said, those are going to be the people that's right up front talking about how much they loved him, you know? But those are the people that, I won't say they're responsible, but they had a lot to do with the person that Marvin turned into. The person that I knew, the Marvin gave that I knew, I'll tell you, Marvin took me to meet his mother, to meet his family, his brother, his father. And his father would come and sit down and talk to me. He didn't come and sit down and talk to artists. He didn't deal with nobody in show business. Father came and asked me, how could you turn your back on God? I said, well, I can't turn my back. I can't turn my back on God. I asked God to go before me. I asked him to go before me and for him to help me to do whatever it is. I want his will to be done with my life. I didn't turn my back on God. And I'm just now really realizing I had done a concert. I had three choirs that I had trained. Church didn't pay me nothing. But that was the beginning of my Motown trip because there was a man sitting in the audience. After the program was over, he says, wow, you're a female James Cleveland. And he asked me about doing some demos. And that's how my Motown career started. So it actually started in the church, you know what I'm saying? And I was thinking this morning, I said, you know what? They didn't give me a dime for all that work I did. But as far as I'm concerned, that was God saying, it's okay, I got you back.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I went to Motown.
That's amazing. That's an amazing story. Let me ask you something right quick. And I want to, you've been to Europe. Did you ever meet the royal family?
I've met some of the royal family. I never met the queen or any of them, you know. But as a matter of fact, the last time I was over there, the place that I sung in Leeds was one of the Queen's cousins' buildings. He was there. He was there, as a matter of fact, and I met him. And
I'm gonna ask you a question. I'm gonna get it because being that now you watch a lot of celebrities of your era pass and go, and it's a blessing to have you here. But he just passed, Prince Charles of England, and he was 90 something years old, so he's even older than you, and so and to the day. But I don't know if you ever heard this, but I just want you to hear this one time. What's your thoughts on somebody who dies and has the amount of money he has, and Tell me what you think.
We have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change. A global crisis like pandemics and climate change know no borders and highlight just how interdependent we are as one people sharing one planet. Over the past month or so, despite the ongoing crisis, I've been encouraged to see the growing calls for a green recovery. We need only look to the United Nations Secretary General, to the IMF, the EU, the Petersburg Climate Dialogue, the Canadian government, the COP26 universities network, and business leaders around the world to see this. And as we move from rescue to recovery, therefore, we have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play. Everything I have tried to do and urge over the past 50 years has been done with our children and grandchildren in mind. So I can only encourage us all to think big and act now.
Now, as Kim, as you know, he died. He wanted to come back as a virus. And if you heard him, they say, what's your thoughts being that you've been around so many of these people, heard some of these dignitaries, what's your thought on how these world leaders, he's older than you, want to almost take over the world? What's your thoughts on
I want to understand what you're saying. You said he want to come back as a virus.
Yeah, he said he wanted to come back. He's dead. Prince Charles is dead. The big funeral. He wrote before he died.
I saw some of his film, but I didn't know he wanted to come back as a virus.
He wanted to come back as a virus. That's what this 90-something, 98, 99, whatever, old individual said.
You want to come back as a virus? Is it because you could get people like that or something? I didn't understand.
That's my point. And so I'm saying, those of you listening, we're looking at, they're giving what she said, attacking the body. And this is what these people want to come back as. And we're in a pandemic. If you heard what he was saying, all this can be done during a pandemic. And we're trying to figure out, you know, what direction, and being even in the church, because some churches are now promoting the vaccine, I heard, just to be open. And I don't know if y'all listening.
You know what? Excuse me, Dravon, but they need to find new names for them and call them urches, because they are not churches. We're the church. You know, I mean, that's one of the big problems. Now, you're talking about our problems. I think that's one of the biggest problems with us. Church, the one that used to lead and direct us, is the one that's diverting us now.
Yeah. Let me get y'all in there. 9927, thanks for holding for so long. We're going to get some of your conversation. 9927, you want to hear?
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day. I don't really have any time. I'm actually listening. This is awesome. And it's this beautiful woman that's on here, and relaying information for us to let us know what's really going on. And I agree, I'm not taking that vaccine either. So, and I appreciate you coming on here and letting people know what's going on. Because I came on a little bit late, but I'm here.
Okay.
I made it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. Yeah, we appreciate you coming on, and we're going to keep everybody. Let me go to 4269. 4269. 4269. Got a question or a comment? Okay. I got your hand up. I'm just going to go down the line because we're going to get as many as you on here.
Hey, can I say one more thing?
No, go right ahead.
You talking about Prince Philip, okay? And he got it backwards. See, they already a damn virus, man. Them folks is the virus, bro. Okay? So what are you talking about? You want to come back as a virus? They the goddamn virus.
Where it come from?
That's
right. Yeah. I mean, anybody that says that, I find to be very suspect that, yeah, it was a virus.
Well, bless
anybody
his heart,
he's
in his 90s.
is viral. now, and we like to hear viral too. I'm gonna tell you, these words ain't by accident. Viral. When a video goes big, what do we say? Viral. So we like creating what this mentality.
Viral.
Yeah, we create the language.
That mean everywhere, don't it?
Yeah, but see, you said something earlier, and all your viruses is already in our bodies. That's one thing that I'm glad y'all are all aware of. It's like people take it as if she said coughing, sneezing. You know you got a symptom, and now they're using these symptoms, so y'all know, as weapons. If a person sneezes on an airplane, I'm serious. We are somehow having fights in Miami again on the mask. All our brawls over this mask. So it's like it's divided. It's used as a political tool. It's a weapon. This is a weaponized event that is very much happening. And I told you, the Mother's Day really started during the Civil War. Let's not forget that. The Civil War, everybody. And it was not to be like it is today with Mother's Day cards, candy, flowers, and other gifts. That's what the woman who made it, named Ann Reeve Jarvis, said. And she went to bat by going against the people with lawsuits with her own money, but only in vain. I'm going to take this to another level. Go ahead. Y'all jump in, Ms. Kim. Anybody want to say something? I'm trying to get as many as you can.
I just want to say bless you because I never heard that before. But before you jump into that vein, I jotted down a few things about mothers that influenced me. My grandfather's mother, her name was Mama.
Mm-hmm.
They call her Mama. And what the first thing they told me about Mama, she wasn't 5 feet tall. I don't think my mom didn't look like she was 4 feet tall. I mean, she might have been 4 feet or something like that. They told me that my mom, you know what her husband did, but she hit him in the head with one of them iron skillets.
Mr. Javon, so Mr.
Mm-hmm. What did you
mention? Empress Bus.
She hit him in the head with one of them iron skillets.
Yeah, iron skillet.
In the pig pen fighting, and she thought she had killed him. But she ran back in the house. I don't know what she went to get, but when she came back, he was gone, and she never saw him again.
Excuse me, Ms. Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 minutes left in this program.
Okay, 6 minutes. Don't you can't jump on. Better jump on quickly. We cannot be for sure if you be cut off by the internet. So dial the number 515-605-9343. Hurry, because it's 6 minutes. Thank you. Go ahead.
Empress Kim, question about, and much blessings to you on this Holy Maayat Day and all of your bloodline for being responsible for you being here today. Question for you.
Go ahead with the question. Hurry. Yeah.
How much Yiddish or Jewish influence did Barry Gordy have in putting together Motown, or was it just because he had the talent, he was able to demand his gain or entrance into the circle, because many of us didn't have that you know, pull or muscle or monetary influence, or was it the talent alone that got him the power, or was it the help of you know, the Jewish influence?
There you go. All right,
well,
go ahead.
First of all, I want to say it was the grace of God, okay? And I was fortunate enough to work with a guy named Jim Lewis, who was the head brother at the Musicians Union. And he said that he was in the meetings, and I don't, the guy, his name was Jim Lewis, and he was in the meetings, and he probably wasn't in the meetings, but was sitting outside the meetings, because, you know, when Barry Gordy came to the union to ask for a recording license, they turned him down twice. And the third time that he came, they decided, let him go on and have it, because who ever heard of a nigga in the record business? That was the beginning to the light. Okay. after he got the license. It's my understanding. When you like shop around with Smokey, he couldn't collect his money from the distributor. So then he had another hit, couldn't collect the money. The distributors would close the office and move to another office rather than pay him his money. So he ended up borrowing money. So the story goes, because I wasn't fed then, okay? He ended up borrowing money, which was the story that I told about the parking lot earlier.
Yeah.
You understand?
Well, yeah. You see what happened when you don't pay the money. You got, we feel you 100%. Let me take one more call before I take another. Let me go to 1-877. Appreciate you joining us.
Yes. Thank you, Dry Bones, and happy Mother's Day to everyone and to our callers, and definitely to Ms. Kim Weston. Thank you so much for your contributions over the years and coming on our show. My question to you is, I would love to hear your special moments and memories of your mom and your grandmother, and also to tell me that how Gordy was so smart back in those days to keep politics out of the music industry. Where did that thought process come from? And what are your greatest memories of working in Motown Records?
Okay. I doubt if I get all that, because I ain't going to remember all that, but you just holler if it's something that I'm close to, you know. But I'd like to start with my grandma. I told you about Mama. Well, my grandmother's mother, they called her Mamu. Her name was Maddie Hazel. And they say at 84, Mamu beat the lady next door. I'm laughing because they say I'm so much like my grandparents. But that was my great-grandmama. So Mamu, the lady next door, told my great-grandmother that my sister was ugly. And she told the lady to come on, come outside, I'm going to tell you something. The lady came outside, she beat her. The lady fell and broke her hip and went to the hospital, caught pneumonia and died. And then you said my grandmama at 84 years old killed a lady.
They pretty rough. You got a pretty rough family there going on right now. they're knocking people out.
I'm like, grandmama. Man. This is my girl. This is the one who told me I look like the white woman.
Oh, and you think about that. And you Pecan Brown. You Pecan Brown, and she said you looking like a white woman.
You look just like a white woman. I told her mama was a slave. And my grandmother might have been a slave. She was a slave. Like I said, my grandmother died 2000. What is that? She died 21 years ago.
Right.
On Mother's Day. But I wanted to tell you about my grandmother, Josephine Webster. Gertrude Josephine Webster. You know, sharecroppers?
Yeah.
And they just had a little spot of land that they could work. But all the rest of the land, the landowner had five beef on them. You know, five wolf. And the man that owned that land, his name was Mr. T.B. So one of Mr. T.B.'s bulls jumped the fence and got one of my grandmama's cows pregnant. I know your people can tell you exactly what happened when that happened. Hey, the white folks come and get the bull. Come and get the calf.
Right.
Am I right, y'all? Wow. Huh? Okay. When Mr. T.B. came to get my grandmama's calf, my grandmama was standing in the doorway with the shotgun. He said, that's my cat, my bull. She said, well, we didn't tell your bull to jump the fence. Okay. So you ain't got nothing coming in for some of these buckshots if you mess with my cat.
Another one. All I'm going to say is, ain't nobody white messing up, I'm sure.
Look at, because of that, My family was blackballed.
Okay.
They built Highway 5. Anybody that's in, from Alabama, Selma area, Highway 5. All the black boys worked on Highway 5. And Highway 5 passed right past from my grandparents here. And she had 5 sons. None of the Western boys were able to work on Highway 5. They boycotted them. So I, evidently that must have happened to me because I've been boycotted all my life. I got boycotted in school. I got boycotted in Motown. I got boycotted after I left Motown. But guess what? I'm still standing, and I thank God.
It made you strong. It made you a strong individual and full of energy. I mean, for you to even remember as well as you do, show you how much wisdom you still hold and have. And appreciate it. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to come back. We're going to change it up a little bit. Stay with us, Ms. Kim. I just want everybody to know that it's a spiritual war. Y'all said it was. Came out y'all mouths. We better put our guns up, like she just said, because our brain got to be protected was what's about to take place.
I didn't say put the gun up.
I said put the guns up. I mean, put them up in the air, like you said. No, I ain't talking about that. Believe me, no. I think that we better look at the gun laws, and we're gonna talk about that between your time and where you talking. Everybody black sound like they had a gun. So I'm going to play another Motown favorite from all y'all. Did you have the pleasure? Hopefully, maybe you met him. Give us a story too about this man because he was Motown.
That you can't see, COVID is everywhere, in the air, in your hair. There's an invisible enemy you can't see, COVID-19 is everywhere, it's in your air, it's in your hair, oh yeah. Do not leave your house without that mask over your mouth, cause there's a force right on your route. You know that social distancing is really social conditioning. Now I hope that you're listening cause the vocals are glistening. Don't you find it funny? They remaining open for business. And you can't even call your dad to find a boat to go fishing. When you try to warn the people, you see no one is listening. Cause they focus on the hocus pocus, jokers are giving up. Reading off a teleprompter with their masses have written them in their lockstep with the agenda planning on chipping them.
Flying up now, 6 feet of-
We back. Just did a few things. Just trying to get everybody in order right here. We got lines open. If you can mute yourself, if y'all make a noise, please do so. We'll try to bring as many of you in. We have Miss Kim Weston, Motown Great. We call this the special Mother's Day special. Worship to the gods. Now, I've got to figure this about this protocol. I'm going to bring all y'all in a minute. Miss Weston, please listen to me. This thing called the protocols. This thing is called the Protocols of Zion. I found some things that somebody sent me that y'all sent, and I said, I got to play this because thank y'all for this information. Somebody mute yourself, please, if you make a noise. That's all you got to do is mute yourself. I ain't say take yourself out. I'm trying to keep you up on board, but I don't want to mute the whole board. Now, the protocols. I got to see this one here. It's called Protocol 41 or Protocol 4, number 1. Listen to what this says, and I got to play this clip for y'all. Every republic passes through several stages. The first of these stages comprised of early days of mad raging by blind mobs. Think about what it says. Tossed hither and thither, right and left. The second is demagoguery, from which is born anarchy. And that leads to inevitably despotism. Not any longer legal or overt, and therefore responsible for despotism. It says, but the unseen and secretly hidden. Then it says, what we intend to do is we shall destroy God. Now, let's go with what we said earlier, with the churches being closed up only to reopen if they go along with this vaccination program in our area. I can't speak for nobody else's area, but reason for. Now, it goes on to say, to destroy God, this is called the protocols. But even freedom might be harmless if it is a place in a state of economy without injury to well-being of the people. It is rested upon the foundation of the faith of in God, upon the brotherhood of humanity, unconnected with the conception of equality, which is negatively by the very laws of creation. It says they will have established subordination. Now, they say they want us to establish subordination. Now, I just want y'all to listen. I'm going to bring everybody in one at a time, and you give us your thoughts. Ms. Kim, stay in the loop. I'm not taking you out, but this has got to be heard right here, because this is a plan. There's a lot to this plan. And y'all mentioned how Barry Gordy and all this, that's part of what this protocol is basing itself in. And just give me a minute here, right quick, and I just want to hear from y'all, because this has a lot to do with our destiny of where and what this place is going and how we will handle it during this time. And unfortunately, where's it at here? Unfortunately, what do I have around here? Okay. Let me get it right here for you. There we go. And I want people to just give us your view on this, because, well, from what I'm seeing and hearing, this is not something to play with.
September 11th, World Conquest through World Jewish Government, the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Mr. Henry Ford, in an interview published in the New York World, February 17, 1921. The only statement I care to make about the protocols is they fit in with what's going on. They are 16 years old, and they have fitted the world situation up to this time, and they fit it now. Who are the elders? 300 men, each of whom knows all the others, govern the fate of the European continent, and they elect their successors from their entourage. These 300 people are all Jews. The administration was always kept secret, even from the Jewish nation itself. Protocol number one, the best results in governing them are attained by violence and terrorism. The political has nothing in common with the moral. The ruler who is governed by the moral is not a skilled politician, and is therefore unstable on his throne. He who wishes to rule must have recourse to both cunning and make-believe. Our power in the present tottering condition of all forms of power will be more invincible than any other, because it will remain invisible until the moment when it has gained such strength that no cunning can any longer undermine it. Out of the temporary evil we are now compelled to commit will emerge the good of unshakable rule, which will restore the regular course of machinery of national life brought to a knot by liberalism. The result justifies the means. Let us, however, in our plans, direct our attention not so much to what is good and moral as to what is necessary and useful. For the sake of victory, we must keep to the program of violence and make-believe. Protocol number two. In the hands of states of today, there is a great force that creates the movement of thought of the people, and that is the press. The Goyim states have not known how to make use of this force, and it has fallen into our hands. Through the press, we have gained the power to influence while remaining ourselves in the shade. Thanks to the press, we've got the gold in our hands, notwithstanding that we've had to gather it under the oceans of blood and tears. But it has paid us. Though we have sacrificed many of our people, each victim on our side is worth, in the sight of God, 1,000 Goyim. We support communism. The aristocracy, which enjoyed by law the labor of workers, was interested in seeing the workers were well-fed, healthy, and strong. We are interested in just the opposite, the killing out of the goyim. Protocol number four, Gentile masonry blindly serves as a screen for us and our objects. The plan of action of our force and its very abiding place remains for the whole people an unknown mystery. In order to give the goyim no time to think and take note, their minds must be diverted towards industry and trade. Thus, all nations will be swallowed up in the pursuit of gain, and in the race for it, will not take note of their common foe. The lower classes of the goyim will follow our lead against our rivals for power, the intellectuals of the goyim. Protocol number five. Our kingdom will be distinguished by such a despotism of such magnificent proportions as to be at any moment, in every place, in any position to wipe out any goyim who oppose us by deed or word. Masses led by...
All I'm going to say is this seems to be a hell of a playbook. I mean, when you analyze what he said, the press, that's the number one thing you hear, and they can ram it. Notice he said race war. No, the same day, this is why we're doing Mother's Day. The same reason why she created Mother's Day was because the Civil War was outrageous in comparison to what they're claiming. Notice what they said. Let us do everything we can to be diverse and give them a liberal mind thinking. And I won't even go into the latest, just too much, but this particular thing is that this group, and if you look at what's going on in Israel right now, and if you look what's going on, they're about to attack the Temple Mount because we ain't looking at nothing else. Look at what they're doing, and they gave themselves the vaccine first. This and what is just coming out their own movie. They gave them the vaccine first, just like that movie, and then what happened? Y'all remember the movie where Brad Pitt and the virus, and they was coming over the wall, scaling the wall? Y'all remember that movie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, go to show you. Go, just look up Israel right now, everybody, and see if you get a chance on Google. They're preparing for the Revelation War. And this time, they're using the virus as its way. They said that the virus, according to... Let me just read this. This is unreal. And I'm going to leave the mic open because this, when I got this information, you see how Ms. Kim said she was chilled when she read about the, when she did the Black Anthem. This is like this. It's unbelievable that these people, and it ain't just black, it ain't just a white thing. It's a lot. They said that we're going to call on communism. This is not me saying this. Some may call it communism. We call it Judaism. Rabbi Stephen Wise, American Bulletin, May 5th, 1935. They telling you, they said they was going to reveal some of these things.
Mayday on the front line.
Mayday on the front line. And I'm going to say this to you, they want to lock down again. Now, if y'all not paying attention to these lockdowns around the world, we are getting a relative ease, if you noticed. They're easing the restrictions, but see, that's when we got to look at what they plan to do after easing these restrictions. And everybody at the herd immunity, the name alone scares me, herd immunity, you know, what are they saying?
Yep.
There's herd immunity.
Herd immunization.
Yeah.
Herd, you got it. That's the only way you could get immunity.
Well, and you can all say herd, H-E-A-R-D, what you hear. Hey, look here, man. They also, that was written in, what they say, Henry Ford, 1921, 100 years ago, man.
Yeah. You heard that. You heard that, right? You heard it. I'm just playing something that.
He wrote that book, The International Jew.
Yeah.
Then one more point is they say what? They're going to make war against the intellectuals, man. That's us, the smart ones that see this shit. So
well,
they have war against us, man, against the truth.
Yeah, that's why I say they're coming up. And we don't even have weapons. That's why I said the word is mightier than the sword. The pen is mightier than the sword. Because what we're saying is like writing something, writing it down. And we're saying what's coming. Now, I'm just saying what they're telling me to make sure that everybody listening. The thing is, when they release this so-called time frame, it says that it will begin with gathered pace in the late 2021 and 2022, meaning that the body does not adapt to after 6 to 7 months of this so-called virus in you, that you won't see any good effects for a minute. It may not happen right away the way people, you know, be trying to think it is. But they say once they activate certain mechanism of frequency, that's what this said, of frequency. The frequency that they all pushing, that the elites are pushing, is 5G. You know this already. But they're using every celebrity that's possible. And I'm thinking that the celebrities, even from the days of the civil rights era, Ms. Kim, you might want to – I think a lot of us was believing in the civil rights. And I don't think the civil rights manifested the way it was intended to do. In your time frame, what's your thoughts on that?
She might have muted herself, man.
Yeah, she might have. Let me see what she has.
Hey, but check this out, man. Hey,
go ahead.
Are you looking for Ms. Kim? I just saw they got a program called CICP. It's called a Countermeasures Injury Compensation Plan. Okay, and the way it states is, if you took that shot and you get sick or something, you got 1 year from the day you took that shot to file your claim. After 1 year, 365 days after you take that shot, you was on your own, you damn fool, for taking that shot.
This is a move. Hold on. Let me get this, brother. This was a television program coming on?
No, it's called a program the government got called CICP, Countermeasures Injury Compensation Plan.
For the one I could have sworn shot. That was... I could, but I thought that was Jack Bauer shit because the way that, you, bro, that's deep.
You can't sue the medical people, can you? The vaccine people, you can't sue them, can you?
I didn't hear that. Say it again.
You're absolutely right.
I'm saying you can't. They've already passed the law that you cannot sue the vaccine people.
Well, I know this much from what I'm hearing and what y'all been telling me in your area. Brother West sent some the other day too. It was it's just amazing what's happening. I'm trying to tell everybody that everybody area, the mosquitoes, I'm telling people who listen to South Florida right now, we better take an eye on that because there's no way that makes sense. There's no way that makes sense. Now, I don't know if they're going to bring the virus with the mosquito because we played on this program. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds crazy. But they had this little mosquito that had a syringe in the nose. Did y'all remember that?
Yep. Yes, sir. That's Bill Gates' production, man. Another Bill Gates production.
I mean,
y'all not taking the shot. They're going to put the virus
hold on.
In the mosquito.
Now I'm going to tell you something. Absolutely right. Now, see, they're using Bill Gates and his wife's divorce to take the reset of the wealth.
That's a distraction.
She got,
that ain't nothing but
she got the other half.
That's a distraction. It's all business. All business.
Distraction. They talking about a Chinese interpreter.
They copying off of Bill Cosby.
Huh?
I said they're copying off of Bill Cosby because you know Camille's divorce will, but that would keep them from bothering her.
Right. Right. See?
Same thing.
Same thing. And I have to give her credit, too. I'm going to be honest with you. For Bill's wife, she handled that so graceful. She never came on public. She never acted like some of these women would have acted all on TV, on Jerry Springer. They've been on Judge Judy. They've been on everywhere. She stayed so low-key. I makes you scratch your head. So I had to bring that up. That was an unbelievable one there. But go ahead. Y'all, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to comment on the video.
Go ahead, sis. I'll tell you at the top. Go ahead. ATL, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say that in 1921, a sister was born in 1939, so that was in her mother era that video was actually, that was actually published and said what needed to be taking place to control the world because it's the actual world is being, they had a whole protocol and that is being used now. So the evil, they put their master plan together in years. I mean, that's almost 100 years ago that's actually coming into fruition and people are voluntarily going along with believing the press that they say that they don't agree with, the government. They don't agree with the government. But they have figured out how to put fear in the virus to take control over us. And the only, in our country, the only states who are waking up and releasing the CDC guidelines, masks, are the Republican states. So we have to, and here in Georgia, they're coming here in droves. They're coming here in droves, and that's like my Democrat black brothers and sisters, we have to wake up. This is a plan that can be converted when we all come together as one. Do not let the race war confuse us. The sister can say, if the ancestors can see how many black people are on the television, are singing, has more opportunities that they had in 1939 when she was born, we know that this race war is fake. It's the only way to divide us and conquer us. Now the white race, everybody, white race is a bad race. It's just because back then they had to use the black, now we're using the white. We need to come together as one and defeat this enemy and take control of our freedoms and be able to breathe the oxygen, the great Okay, one almighty has given us.
But that's the climate control. Now, and a lot of our celebrities that we see, that our young people, I'm so glad y'all came on and told the stories about your kids with the playing with the video games. Think about that group now. That's just the little kids. What about the teenagers? Then the 24 to 25-year-old who's constantly on a high vibration of the cell phone, basically, because all of them got to have iPhones. They all got to have iPhones. They, you know, they don't feel good without having them. So it's like something that they're into. And look at it. We're giving it to the kids at a high early age. We're giving kids high-frequency weapons or high-frequency devices to play with, put their mouth on, touch themselves all over at a young age to shut them up for hours. We will give it to them. So obviously, that thing about the babies.
But see, that's a good point you brought up. It's like, okay, you know, not necessarily people on this line, but it's talking about, okay, what's wrong with these kids? How are they getting these phones, these devices and stuff? The parents are buying this shit for them.
They buy it, right? Yeah.
And do you know how much an iPhone costs now?
Yeah.
That's like two or three of my paychecks. I mean, come on now.
They're giving them away for free now. We sign up with these telephone companies. They're giving away free because that's the way of the control. You know, and that's all part of that video. That's another one of the key elements in controlling them to bring in this new world dominance.
Yeah, and one thing, they got them all to hate themselves, man. You got the blacks hating themselves. You got these children that are coming in. They're born a boy, talking about they hate being a boy. They want to be a freaking girl, and vice versa, man. They're making them hate themselves, man.
That's an abomination. That's an abomination. And it's against everything holy. It's against everything holy, you know. But you all were talking about the frequencies earlier. They started long before then. When disco came in, that was just for me.
That was the early 70s,
because when I left Motown, I went to MGM. When I went to MGM, they gave me $40,000, but they gave one of them white rock groups $140,000.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. That's when they dropped the frequency.
And if I can go back to something you asked me earlier that I didn't approach, and I just want to say, because Barry could not collect his money, it's when the Jews came into Motown, okay?
Wow.
Thank you for that story. And that's when they dropped the frequency of the music. She right, from 528 to 440. And there you go. You right on the money, Miss Kim. That's when they fucked the music up.
Yeah, they did a job on the music. And listen to her music, y'all. I mean, it's really an era that I like listening to because you really get all – I think the Funk Brothers – is that the same gentleman that you're talking about, Miss Weston? We call them the Funk Brothers.
The Funk Brothers, the fucking – listen to this. You give me an example.
I can't hear. Can you hear?
No, I have the speaker on. I'm sorry. I have the Bluetooth on. But can you hear me now?
I hear you good. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. We're
here. Yes. All right. Yeah. I be trying to put my, I muted and put the sweet Bluetooth on so I can hear better. But when the Funk Brothers were all jazz musicians. But this sneeze is from red pepper yellow.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I just got me some beans and cornbread.
Hey, man.
Right on.
Go right ahead.
That's how I got to be 81, y'all. Anyway. I was saying that you're supposed to have a recording license to record. And Barry Gordy had been recording with no license. And then when he went, in order for him to collect the money not to really get in trouble, he had to have a recording license from the union, Musicians Union. Barry Gordy was paying his musicians $5 a side. The Funk Brothers, on most of those hits, Shop Around, all them his pride and joy, all them things he wasn't paying, me wasn't paying no more. Maybe by pride and joy he was paying a little more. But when I got there, he was paying $5 a side, and sometimes they worked on them for 2-3 hours. They made $5.
Damn.
Hey, Mr. Kim, let me ask you a question. What do you think about Diana Ross and Gladys Knight? What do you think about them two sisters?
Listen, I don't knock success. Love Gladys. And Diane, she was there before Gladys was there, you know. I would like for someone to, no, I'm not going to do that right now. But I give credit for credit to do my best. Everyone answering your question?
Yeah, I feel that's
right. You took the high road.
I like that. I'm sure there's a lot of history. And again, there's so much between you, and I'm sure you was around the Jackson Five at one point. You probably met them as well, I would think, or hope that you probably had some. What should think about how you children, because you were pretty young yourself, but do you think it's good for children to get in the music industry real young, or what you think about that?
I sung my first solo at 3 in church. And my mother wouldn't have had half as much trouble with me as she had. And I really was a good girl, well, most of the time. She wouldn't have had half as much trouble with me. But they, you know, I started out by saying I came from the town of shut up and, you know, children supposed to be seen and not heard. But if they had listened, what Beyonce and young people like that with the family behind them and all that, if I'd had, I'd probably be running for president. I didn't have any of that, you know.
Right.
And then
right.
I got blackballed from the church.
You spit blackballed by everybody. He said,
call me BB.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with being a blackball, man, because that's the bar at the end of the pool game. In the pool ball.
I believe in me. I believe in what I believe. God made me to be, and I ain't that yet. So y'all keep looking and keep praying for me, because I got something for you.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I feel you. Now, I'm going to go there because, you know, we talk a lot of stuff on this program, and I know y'all be talking about the new, everybody's been hearing this word for a long time. I think you heard it for a long time, Ms. Kim, the new world order and all this stuff, and black spiritualism and spirituality. It's something, I don't know, maybe Barry Gordy was right without the political power, but these religions that we're in, they use us politically through church. And like you say, the church has been politically induced. And even now, we don't know if the church is really opening for COVID governmental reasons, or they really want people to come back in the church, because the church has been out in sync for a long time. They've been fighting to stay open. They're going to come open. You think by when I read earlier about them, these groups trying to destroy the belief in God, you think that's a war that's been talked about in the Bible to you, that maybe this may be also a war?
Absolutely. But that's the main war. And see, that's what most people don't realize. So the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's telling you that it's not the people, it's the spiritual wickedness. People think it's them. They ain't even smart enough to be doing that kind of stuff. So it's got to be something else. It's spiritual wickedness. And I'm telling you, brother, I've seen it in action firsthand. So I know it's more than just color. I know it's more than just race. I know it's more than gender. It's more than that. Because the evil spirit don't care who it uses. It'll use your mama. It'll use your baby. Okay? Use your husband, your wife, they don't care. So that's where the real fight is. The real fight is a spiritual fight, and if we will tune in and come together. See, that's why the church, it's in the Bible about the church and the false prophets are going to be held accountable because they're misleading the people. Listen, anytime a church, they're talking about the Pope, talking about it's all right for same sex. Well, I guess he was saying, because they don't want you to come and get the rest of them priests they got messed up. What else he don't say? Okay, he should have kept his mouth closed, you know? But then this is the largest church in the world, and they're going to pay for same sex. What is that saying? That's got to be an abomination to God. You know?
Population control.
Because two men can't make no baby and two women can't make no baby. That population control.
No doubt about it.
And that's also a part of control factor. You know, if we continue to allow the government in our country to give special privileges to these same-sex organizations, you know, I think everybody has the right to do whatever they want. You know, not knocking them, but they don't have a right to have special rights over.
Excuse me, I don't want to cut in on you, baby, but I don't want to forget it. 1% of the country telling everybody else what to do.
Exactly. Yep.
Right.
And we the 10% that know what the hell was going on. Us on this line. We the 10% that got to wake these folks up, man.
A remnant that's in your Bible. I always tell people the words are different. Nothing. That's a remnant group. Let me ask you a question, and I'm going to keep this going because I'm going to get hotter before it gets to the top. And Ms. Kim, appreciate the love you're giving us this morning. You know, this one world order, this one God concept, the one and only God, you know, I had to play this because it has to do with remember I said Mother's Day was actually in the ancient times, it said the worship of the female goddesses. Isis was one among many others, but I'll just use those ones because it's more familiar with most people. But that's the first one, the names. And then it goes to Sabril, Rhea, and they're all over from over here. The fertility of women seemed to be the number one worship of the ancient time and even with it now. But here, I'm going to say this one world government thing that we all in is ancient. It comes right out that Bible, the alien, I call it the alien book. Y'all call it what you feel to call it. It has all these hidden gems in it. But this one here, we got to ask ourselves who gave us, because there's many gods, it said. It'd be gods many. But it's always one God concept.
One of the most intriguing kings of the ancient Egypt was Amenhotep IV, who changed his name to Akhenaten. He ruled Egypt for 17 years, imposing religious reforms the world has never seen before. Amenhotep IV grew up in the most powerful family in the world. His father, Amenhotep III, reigned Egypt for 39 years and left behind a country that was wealthier and more powerful than ever before. In the beginning of his reign, nothing appeared to have changed, but a new king had radical ideas. He decided to abandon the old traditional gods of Egypt and started worshipping a new form of sun god. This god was called the living sun disk. Aten. At first, Amenhotep didn't replace all gods with a new one. Aten just became a chief god among many. But 5 years into his reign, he decided to break all links with traditional gods, their temples, and their priesthood. He closed all the temples, even the temples of a god, Amun Ra, king god, whose priesthood had acquired considerable political and economic power. For this pharaoh, there will be only one god, making him the first monotheist in recorded history. At the same time, he changed his name from Amenhotep, meaning Amon is satisfied, to Akhenaten, meaning the one beneficial to Aten. He also decided to build an entirely new city that would be solely devoted to the cult of Aten. The new city, nowadays known as Amarna, was called Akhentaten, the horizon of Aten. King chose desolate sites to build his new capital, claiming that the sun god led him here. King and his entire court, government, officials, scribes, soldiers, packed up and left the Thebes to move to the new capital. Once Akhenaten settled in his new residence, his religious reforms became more radical, traditional gods were banned completely. King launched a campaign to remove their names and efface their images from monuments. All temples were closed, and the cults of their gods came to stand still. Religious festivals, public holidays, and daily processions were no longer celebrated. The only god that was celebrated was the god the Father, the creator god, Atum, who fashioned mankind after his own image. The king himself...
Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he did now? He made what? He only made it where you only worship he. Now we see the female coming back. You think she's going to be mad? You heard this Western family, boy. Y'all have been shot up. They playing. So imagine this on a cosmic scale, that he shut down and made the one God concept, which is where we get the New World Order from, where everybody is under this one order controlled by what? Can't get no older, can't get no open, can't get no real, can't get no more factual than the finding out that is right there. This is where it's coming from. And if you notice, they're all worshiping in secret. Supposedly, every emblem is about the sun, including Jesus in churches with a sun disc around his neck. That kind of makes you know that this is a really ancient that's fighting on earth. It ain't normal. That book says that they came spirits. She said spirit, wickedness in high places. Have you known that they have found more, they're seeing more identified flying objects than ever now? They're flying over Jamaica. Somebody had one. It was unbelievable. They sent it to me they all like, what is, they screaming, oh my goodness. Now, is it fake? I don't know. But go ahead. Somebody trying to talk, but I hear a lot of squeaking. Somebody say something.
Hey, you can send that to me, that picture you got over Jamaica, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I will. TikTok. I'll send it to you. I was in shock. They're saying they see. Now, are these the spirit gods that I'm gonna get biblical. I'm gonna get biblical in a minute, cause it says these fallen angels, these things.
I just want y'all to know that it's over thousands of ships that's surrounding the earth right now. There's over thousands. Mm-hmm. They keep spraying to keep us from seeing these ships that they have surrounded around us. But there's over thousands of ships. See, NASA has been lying about a lot of things. The fake ship with Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. So it's all fake. It's all comedy. It's all entertainment. When we got ships, that's all around this planet. Why do you think they're trying to make a space hotel, elevator, these new scientific robotic cities with robotic dinosaurs. I mean, this is all, and they depopulate nothing because they want these other beings to land on Earth now. They want these
let me take this right here, what you said, because I read what you
colonization is what's going on, recolonization.
Yeah, you said it. You've been sitting a whole litany. I hope y'all go on Queen Selene's have this her post be on these what we talking about now, and I'm telling you, NASA, Brother West be sending them black. Thank you, black God. You've been sending a whole bunch of beliefs. Thank y'all for sending all this stuff because we looks it up, make sure everybody is on the one scale. They say, and let me say, you could not find a better news network of getting information than you do right now.
Right.
Remember, when I say the biblical of God saying gospel, look up the word gospel in Latin, y'all. It means factual news. Look it up.
That's right. The truth coming out, y'all. The truth coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out. Now, I want y'all to know there are people fighting. The robot has been recalled. But here's the problem. I'm going to tell y'all something. When the robot dog came to New York and we played it, immediately the people were so scared, they started seeing horror films in their mind. Oh, my God, it's the movie I think. So they took the dog out. Let me tell you what they're doing here, everybody. They're buying robots for waitresses here. Waitresses are now going to be in Miami, Florida. Certain those who got big money restaurants are now getting robots to be hostesses and bring out your food. Right here.
Wow, the Jetsons.
Right here in Florida, right now. And you know why it's happening? Because Disney World is promoting it. Let's go there. Let's go with Disney. Somebody jump in. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because when you got about 15 minutes before all programs go out, so y'all try to stay with me if you can. But I mean, I'm gonna stay on, but they might, as far as the board will be gone, and y'all might. I'm keeping y'all mics open because if it goes out, I can't bring y'all back. Go ahead.
Well, see, the thing, it's interesting you said, because like I said, right now the media is claiming that there's a shortage of workers because of the fact now that because of all this, this is called a universal income that these states are giving out to the people in the federal government, that they're not going back to work. But now, with that being said, some of these governors and some of these states are going back doing these audits now, especially the unemployment, to see, because there's a lot of fraud going on with these unemployment claims and stuff too. So they're starting to go back and do the audits. But we got to sit up and tell these people that these free checks and stuff ain't going to last forever. Eventually, it's going to be cut off.
But
so
think about what it's called, too. Notice what it's called. Universal income, like the one world. It's getting you.
Right.
It's getting the minds inoculated to hearing universal currency. Universal. That's what this is all about, everybody. It's getting you inoculated, just like a shot, mentally shot first. The physical shot is taking it. The mental shot is what they shoot through the television. Do shots, like you just said, Brother Wesley. I'm gonna have a couple shots later on myself.
And
but,
they're getting ready to prove more money to people. So they're getting ready to send out some more money, like 2,000 or 23, something like that. And we're supposed to get money every month.
Because it's keeping us out. Right. It's keeping us out of work.
So
to bring in,
why would you
AI, want to
go to work
to AI,
when you get in money every
right.
month?
Right.
See, that's the whole goal. That's how it's going to be in here where you don't want nothing, because they're going to send you money. You're going to have everything you want. As far as food goes, they locking down the food so that they can pretend like there's a food shortage. You already know that's going from country to country. They doing it. They buying up all the farms because the farmers are they made the farmers to the point of nowhere. They couldn't sell any food. Then they go over, after they do that, they go back to them, buy the farms up, and then start making all the genetic modified food so that we can start buying, you know, in the this is what they're going to be giving us, every genetic modified food. So
hey,
you got
get
the
your buying up all the farm.
You got
man.
The
get
genetic
your,
modified
get,
food. You
yeah,
got
Bill Gates. Bill Gates is
yeah,
buying
up all the farmland.
Yeah, Bill Gates, yeah.
And it's not just Bill Gates. It's
Jeff Bezos.
Buy up all the farmland.
Okay.
It's not just Bill Gates.
I know,
Bill Gates.
It ain't just Bill Gates, but Bill Gates is the main one they're showing. But right now, we know they buy the farmland.
They put him in.
Anytime people get, now, see, here's what gets deep. Let's be real. Most people are not wondering why you could get two Whoppers and one for a dollar. You don't want to ask the question, how I get a couple Big Macs and one for a penny. Because thank you. And because I keep saying this to myself, I'm brainwashed myself as well. You say to yourself, Impossible Burger. Now all the vegan people think you eating plants. But you know, think about that, everybody. See, they use vegan people.
Hey, drop on, not to cut you off, but remember that damn same Jew that got up, made a video saying that's what he's gonna be feeding the Goryim. Feeding the Goryim, dead people and babies, man.
Yep.
Turning people into cannibals, man. Turning into cannibals.
Now, again, I'm not making this up. That video was played here years ago, and it's still out there. That man, I forgot his name, Rabbi somebody, he was told the whole thing. He said, McDonald's, all of them, we don't care what they eat. Now, here's the thing. The children that we raising are grandparents, nephews, whoever you love in your family, members that you at your cousin's house, and you can see it, you can see the lines that are going around these stores for fast food here, because we are inundated with a bunch of population, they going into these stores getting the art. And I'm going to tell you, even Popeyes, I don't care if y'all like chicken, it's no chicken that big. Period.
Pope, yes. Pope, yes.
Ain't no chicken.
Yeah, that's what Pope, I call it Pope,
yeah,
eyes.
Instead of
these Negroes wanting pig ears, they'll say in Chicago what they want. They wanted people ears. Do eat people ears instead of pig ears.
Well, you know, that's scary, but that's real talk, because that's a delicacy in parts of Cleveland and everything. Pig ears, and even in Alabama, pig ears, fried pig ears, you know, so we know it's done. And a human ear, under some, you know, you put it in some, what's that shit called? Some
pickle.
Chicken
pickle.
Yeah.
Pickle.
Yeah. There you go. Now, the thing is, I know we having fun laughing. It's a good thing. I know humor is great, but let's be honest. The investment plan. Are y'all seeing the amount of wealth that is being invested? Even athletes, celebrities, musicians. You know how these people are getting rich real quick? I mean, we got crypto people, but then I sent that article out, everybody. Listen carefully. I don't think cryptocurrency is, because they just said they can cut that shit off ASAP when they get ready.
Like a light switch.
That would have said, you said it, Brother D. I said it to you because you were saying something.
Hey, Dry Bones, you heard what Elon Musk said last night about the doggy coin. So he said something bad about it. The price dropped, man, last night on Saturday Night Live. He said something about the doggy coin.
See? See? Now
that's the dog star coin.
Cryptocurrency's out. They claiming they can cut everybody out if they want to. The Fed's everybody. We said Fed coin, yelling because your paychecks are and those who get paychecks don't think this is. I'm just saying to be funny. Say, Miss Kim, you get residuals. All this going to be taken over. All digital, all money will go into a digital account. It's already there. They're waiting for the big catastrophe.
Yep.
Now, I keep saying, they're waiting
yep.
on the big catastrophe. Now, I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scripture. It says that Babylon the Great will be taken out. But it ain't going to be taken out with armies. Ain't going to be nobody, you know, we going to have internal fighting. Once they get to the level of us going into what they say anarchy, the purge, all the movies they made, when we go into the purge, the real one, they're going to shoot electronic pulse weapon. Brother West, you've been saying it for how long?
Yep.
They're going to shoot it over a certain section of America, cut out all our
yep.
electronics, and then we'll
yes,
go
sir.
Guerrilla. It'll be a guerrilla warfare. And I don't know what area they're going to do it in. But they're going to do it. Jack Bauer, thank you, 24, because they told you.
Hey, but man, they shut down the gas line going all the way from Texas, New Jersey.
Yes,
man, the gas pipeline.
Yes,
they hacked that.
Right.
They shut that down
thank
Friday.
You. Thank you. You've seen it. Yes. Yes. They cut down the supply line.
They creating the Hunger Games. Because
I told you.
In certain sections, people going
right.
to have to spend for,
they gonna cut
and
that
you're going to have to stick
too.
Together. And see, that's what's going on. We not sticking together. They just seeing how we just falling apart. Just
man, we gonna be forced.
COVID and we all separated. We gonna
they
fall.
COVID.
And
the plot,
we falling
you know, and the plot yeah. is black folks stop voting these black Democrats in. We support this whole.
It's past voting. It's past voting.
No, it isn't.
It's way past voting because we ain't even figured it out in our own community. What voting
okay,
means.
It's the black
so
people in our community.
Hold on. Let's get. I like clarity on that. That's a good debate right there. Let's keep that thought. Okay, she says it's past voting. You say it's not. Give me 10, 15 seconds. Why it's not? Because he said it was past it. I see what he's saying. Where he just made the point, and he hope you can beat his point. He said that you can't do the local. If you can't handle your local government, how you gonna handle the galactic government? If your local government is fucking you over. The galactic government is 10,000 times smarter than these suckers here. So how do you beat a government
That's
where
right.
You
your city, your state, your county.
Right.
It's,
well,
it's a hierarchy.
Go ahead.
I'm
absolutely.
Tell you like this.
It's
way beyond that. Because
Let her say hers. I'm going to let y'all say y'all. What, go ahead. Not a long response. A brief one.
A tree got many branches and roots, and ours all broke up.
I got you. Let me hear her. Go right quick. Go ahead. Right quick.
I'm going to say we got to take it back to the basics. Get electronic AI out the way. Black people, we need to come together and not let nobody know what we're doing and create a new environment of keeping black sellout politicians out and create our own leadership and to represent our local communities. If
okay,
we continue
now hold on.
To go
hold
along
on.
With the same old people, we have to unite and pick great leadership.
I got you. Both of y'all made valid points.
We gotta come together and not let nobody know we're coming together.
We got you on that. But my point to y'all is, in order to do that, because our people, even the ones you think they so connected to social media, most people don't do anything unless you tell them to text you. Now, if you think that this, I'm gonna show you how crazy espionage is, and those and brothers you use in the military. You wouldn't really text your meeting place. I mean, y'all watch enough 24.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
where we're going. Do you realize how unprivate we really are now? Because
That's right.
So you have to even be smart in having your concept of how to get
exactly.
to people.
Yep.
He just said the tree is broken. Let's go with that tree thing.
Yep.
I'm going to tell y'all better pay attention. A tree is witchcraft because actually that tree is the one thing that they cut down all the time to make sure that we don't survive. Now, you know that tree that's around all these areas, we need the trees.
Dry bones.
We need, go ahead.
Yeah, but you're talking about the tree. The tree is the first internet because all the roots of the tree are in the planet and they're all connected. That's
right.
how they communicate across this planet.
But they're cutting them down. That's what I was going to say. You hit me. I'm going to let you keep going. I said they're the witchcraft because if you cut the tree down, you just...
They're spraying them. We're the opposite of a tree.
We the other
because
we grow from...
A
tree grow from the ground and we grow from the thought. So we come from down and the trees come from up. So we are both plants because we started in our parents' mind. That's where it started from, a thought. You and me and everybody on this line, we all came from a thought. So we come from on high, and the tree is just automatically come from the ground up. So we come from the ground of our parents' mind.
Brother Kwame,
because Brother Kwame, he just got in. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the brother is speaking, the thought, because your birthday is when the girl has the thought of a baby. But what I'm saying is that the mother is the earth, and she is the source in which we are the youngest people on the planet. Everything was created before humans came into existence. The thing that we're looking at is staying connected to the network, and this is what they're using against us because the frequency of where this planet is in the galaxy is now at a time that hasn't been since 34,400 BC. And we're under this constellation of consciousness that has inundated the planet, and they are trying to not allow us to be activated back to our higher selves because we're moving from a homo sapien to a homo spiritus, in which our ancestors at that time were. So this distortion that they're doing, and even what you talking about them, the neutron bomb was what I think y'all were trying to say. Is all they got to do is explode a neutron bomb over area, and it will knock out all the power.
EMT. We ain't talking about neutron. EMT.
That's right.
It's electromagnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse.
That's right.
Just knock down all electronics.
That's what it is.
All electronics. Now, agree.
But
I love how you, One thing about Brother Kwame, I love how you put that. You eloquently put the stuff that we be talking about just into real.
But what you see, what you just saw, what we just saw, where the CME came off on the 29th of April, China launched a spaceship on the 29th. The CME came off on the 30th and sent it right back to the planet. That's what they were looking at, this rocket
Thank you. Hold on. You hit up. Let people catch up with you because that you didn't realize what he just said, y'all. He said electromagnetic wave came. Now the sun is punching off shit too. The sun is punching off all kind of power. So if it hit, now I'm being honest with you. Let's go with this right quick because if this happens, this happens, and I'm not saying what time because I just know that it can happen when they decide that it's going to happen. But the electronic devices that we got. Sometimes I think that might be a blessing. You know why? Because they expect us. Listen, I'm not even going to tell you. But just think about how to just do the opposite of what somebody would. If they expect you to go in chaos and darkness, it behooves you to understand that you can win in darkness as well as in light. That's all I'm going to tell you. You can win in darkness as well as in light. So you don't really need light to beat darkness because light is already there.
Hey, drop on. Like I said, the best sleep I got the night my electricity got cut off, man. I slept real good that night with no electricity.
Because you haven't any interference and you're getting a natural rhythm, which is what man is supposed to receive is the natural. You have a circadian rhythm within your own brain. The melatonin is released in the pineal gland and knows when the sun is coming up and going down. Your body is regulated on its own clock. You have a biological clock that is born into us. And so, and what we're looking at is Mother's Day because every mother creates three generations. When she conceives, that child has eggs growing in that child while the child is growing in her. And from her, there's another generation that is going to come. And so what we're seeing is three generations happens every time that we come from a woman's womb. And every man has a belly button because we are always connected to our mother. And
that's
so what we've got to do, and the sister said it best. She said we got to come together. The best place to come together is under the stars or the sun in nature without all our electronics. And we can frequency and get the help from the cosmic consciousness that is downloading us to reactivate that dormant DNA that's been sitting there that they're talking about. The activation of it will happen when you come back to nature. The mother will teach you. She's a nurturer.
Let me ask you this, because the mother is, and I hope all y'all still lying, the show has officially been, the board is dead. Y'all know how those who've been on Blog Talk know after 3 hours, your board goes dead, so forget about any clips. Y'all are now the official mouthpiece for the remaining of this program. Now, let's go with that, Brother Carmen. Deep stuff, as always. Cannot even say that didn't make sense to me. I wish my teacher was like that at an early age. I'd probably have a lot more information. But you're at a good age. I think you said 70s, right? What's your thoughts about having, you had Kim, I think you heard her before. That era that y'all came out, the music, the vibe, how'd you give me some thoughts that you hear these songs?
Brother West said it. He said that 528, which is love, and what we frequency on that, the Motown sound and the times of that music. But what they did was they changed it. Earth frequency is 432. What they did was made it a 44 hertz. And what they've done with 5G, and you got to look at something. What is 5 in Roman numeral?
A V, ain't it? V1?
The V.
V1.
V. It's
vaccine,
a V.
Vaccination, vaccine, virus.
Yeah.
That's the V. They even made the movie, The V, about in England, when England rose up because of the V.
V for vagina.
Hold on. Let's get some clarity. I'm going to be honest with you, Brother West. The V that came from Aleister Crowley and then by Winston Churchill, because he was a high Mason. Winston Churchill, vagina is actually, y'all should know this by now. I hope everybody, if you don't, I'm gonna give it to you anyway. Upside down pyramid is the vagina, back and forth. Anything that makes an oval, or even those who watch the shellfish. When you see a woman with a C behind her, with a pearl, with a shellfish, that's the clam shell, that's a woman. These are different symbols that we should be all aware of when they show it through television, so you can deprogram yourself from the cult that comes off there. Because like he said, like I just said, it's not a thing, but now the symbolism of what y'all just said is what's brainwashing a lot of us still to this day, because they got the woman as being white, but they know in secret, they know the woman not white. So here it is. They got you believing they don't know the secret, but they know the secret because
that's
in
right.
Secret, in secret, they got the woman as black. That's the Virgin Mary. Anybody know about Poland? Mm-hmm. Poland? I'm from Buffalo. If you have not been around Polish people, I don't know the
secret. Yes.
But they got a holy ceremony with the Virgin Mary in their own hands. Y'all seen this? It's black. Mm-hmm. Now,
black
question be,
that's right.
Right. The question would be, why do they do it? They know they do it because DNA is their mother. And, of course, Lucy, y'all should know this. I'm doing Mother's Day quickly for y'all. Lucy is actually one. They even say the matriotic or the maternal cell is it goes back to these primal, you said Homo sapiens. Now, let's talk for a minute because here we go, everybody. I have a thing with our people when we don't want to admit that we morphed into these different things because you can't be looking like us. In the beginning, it's kind of hard to tell people this, but think about it. Say you super strong. You look like half man, half beast, but you're super strong. And, you know, if these beings were able to use our DNA, or let's just say the black species DNA first, you should be very proud in the eyes of these species. I'm going to just tell you why I'm saying this. There's a big debate in the world today about black folks being the first people who turned from real people, no, animal to real people, and then everybody came from that. That's what they're saying. They're saying that animals turned into what we look like black and then went to these other species. Now, this is in their own debate regardless, but I'm saying to myself, wow, this is strange. You know, they said the monkey was one. Now, I'm saying to myself, I've been debating with people all my life about the planet apes. Now, there's something to this story with the planet apes. We're going to have to figure this out. Because three continents got monkeys looking like real people. Three continents now. Three huge continents. One is Africa because Black Panther showed you that. King Kong is about Africa. I know y'all think it's New York, but look where these islands are at. Skull Island is probably near Madagascar. Because to this day, factually, they're the oldest species that's still on Earth in Madagascar. That's not on a continent of Africa. It's an island off Africa. Let's go even further. Y'all hate to talk about
didn't they put King? Didn't they put LeBron James in a Vogue magazine some years ago as King Kong holding that white woman?
That's right. King Kong. Thank you, man. Appreciate that love there. That was a hit there. Think about it. King Kong is now fighting Godzilla, but King Kong went to the Empire State Building. Now, here it is, King Kong, which is actually a black representation of black people, rescues white women. Now, if this sounds crazy to you, y'all jump in. I'm going to give everybody a chance to get in. Isn't that what's happening today? I'm hearing most, look, Lil Wayne, as much as I love Lil Wayne, he couldn't find nobody from the hood that he can groom to be. He got to get a white woman. It's part of the King Kong cult. And that cult of King Kong is coming from the ancient gorilla god of the Orishas and the Yuba tribe. I don't see where we gonna get deep. King Kong is a gorilla. In the movie Black Panther, who was the gorilla god? Black Panther needed the gorilla god. And is that not true?
Yeah, that's a cool.
Right,
that's what Walt Disney said.
But what all of that is symbology.
Hey, hold on. It's symbolic, but no, it's not symbolic. It's not symbolic. It's real, because I'm going to tell you why I say it's real, and you're going to tell me if it's not. Those of you know the Bible.
Yeah, King Kong had to help out the lizard.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. To jump in, fit in, I want that. Connect. Because right now, let's go with this. Here go. The gorilla god was actually an albino. Okay. Now, let's go real talk. Albinos in Africa, what happens to them?
Hey, bro, I got albinos in my family.
They
man.
Are attacked.
I got one in my family.
I said, you love your albino family.
You say albino is a recessive gene after the melanin.
Let's go to the alien book. We created that. How can somebody talk against the albino when you created a lack of melanin? It came from two black parents. Okay, so let's go there first. Let's go with the DNA transformation.
Right. That's just like light comes from darkness. So light comes out of darkness. The albino, if my child was albino, I would not have a problem with it. It's just Africa, there's a problem with them having albino children.
Curse. You in the West. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
You have no protection from the sun. And this is what the albinoism
does. Time out. These people were on the equator, had albinos. They blacker than probably all you on the line. You created an albino. Now, they ain't created just a little bit. They created huge populations of albinos in Africa. Now, let's go there. Let's go there, because I want to see where y'all mindset, because we got to destroy the brainwashing, really, to get anywhere in America. If you created an albino, like the albino gorilla, then when somebody, you know damn well some of our people got a gorilla look. You can lie to yourself if you want to, but you know that already. I ain't got to tell no black person.
Right, because if that's the case, then it's got to be somewhere. It's in your genes. It's in your DNA. It's do your bloodline.
Right. Now, let's go there. Now, you know the chimpanzee world, there's different species of these people. Now, the Planet Apes tried to tell you this. It really did. Here it goes. And y'all tell me if I'm going crazy, but facts do matter. If they are telling you in the movies, in the Orishas, in the Yuba, in all these tribes of Africa, all these tribes of Indo-Asia, they got monkey gods. India got monkey gods all over the place. Now, I'm trying to figure out, what was so bad about calling? See, you've been told, when they was calling you the monkey, see, they so smart, they smart. They called you, just like you say, nigga, you reverse nigga. They made monkey bad for you, too. Because you don't want to admit. You don't want to admit that.
And remember the rock group, the Monkees, they had their own TV show in the 60s?
Yes.
And they was all white.
All white. Worshipping the monkey. Now, when you get deep in the monkey, you say, well, damn, Black Panther was not made up by just, you honestly think Walt Disney and them don't know history? These are wizards. You think the man from Marvel?
Exactly.
You don't think the man from Marvel don't know what's really, I mean, you got to be joking.
See,
when you wish
power,
upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Right.
Yeah, they know our power. It's up to us to learn our power and take it back, man. They know who we are. That's why they use all the black people energy, man, on everything. They use our energy.
That's the original energy. Can you blame them? Now, I'm going to give you something, because you got to look at both sides. You can't be one side in this game here. This is a 360 affair. You telling me, if they feel like, wow, if only way for them to survive, they got to play what amazing trick they got to play to keep themselves alive. Now, the fact that I'm showing you, and y'all showed yourself, because y'all give me just as much information as I give anybody. I mean, if you show yourself that, hey, they have done a masterful job. When we talk about the monkeys, ain't nobody going to talk about the monkeys. Soon as they hear monkey, you going to call me a motherfucker monkey, motherfucker. I'm like, what, dude? Didn't you like the Planet Apes? Didn't we think about the Planet Apes? They'd be like, oh, yeah.
Dry bone.
Here's your scenario. You take a brown cow that eats green grass and gives you white milk. How is that?
Yeah. And look about it. Here's another crazy thing. Thank you, man. That's why I love
y'all.
That's
some good red steak.
You worry about eating, you worry about eating beef, right? But what does the beef eat? Grass.
And I guarantee you, a gorilla is what? A vegan. It does not eat meat.
Thank you. I'm with you. I'm going with that direction because that's where the concept comes from. The DNA that created this, gorilla, because gorillas love, that a gorilla will jack your ass up. I mean, they got really, if you go to Asia in Africa and look up gorilla killings, man, shit, you're going to be mesmerized. Them motherfuckers will kill your ass in a heartbeat.
You heard about that lady that had a chimpanzee baby, and that chimpanzee grew up and whooped her ass, snatched her whole face off.
Yep. Bit her face off.
Snatched it
now,
off, yep.
All I'm going to say to y'all is something has already happened that's ancient. I'm just going to bring the record term. Y'all don't like Hitler, I know.
That was an orangutan. That was an orangutan.
That was orangutan. Sure was. Now, look at the movie, The Planet
Apes. I think the lady
the
was having sex
was
with her orangutan.
The orangutan was spokesperson. The chimpanzee and the orangutan ran everything. But the